PIAA Championship Football is on the air. The PIAA and HavenFootball.net is pleased to bring you today's Pennsylvania State Championship football game.
Speed up the middle, turns to the left side, Collins to the 20, 15, 10, touchdown Brent Collins! The 40, it's Chaz Fisher, down the near sideline at the 30, the 20, oh Chaz!
Today's 4A championship football game is between the Eastern champion Coatesville Red Raiders and the Western champion North Allegheny Tigers. Today's game is brought to you by the Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association, a membership organization of over 1,450 schools representing over 350,000 student athletes. Pennsylvania high school sports at its best. That's the PIAA. And EasyStream.com. Broadcasting your high school sporting events on the internet has never been easier. Let EasyStream.com show you how to do it. EasyStream.com. Streaming made easy. Here are today's championship game internet announcers, the regular season voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
.597 football teams around the state of Pennsylvania put on the pads in August with the hope of wrapping up their evening and their season on Saturday or Friday or Saturday in mid-December here at Hershey Park. And after thousands and thousands of football games around the state over the last 4 months, we're down to the final one of 2012. Final game tonight at Hershey Park Stadium after three very good ones over the last 24 hours. The single-A champions are the Clareton Bears for the fourth year in a row. The triple-A champions last night were crowned with Erie Cathedral Prep. Earlier this afternoon, Wyomissing brings the first state title home to their school and first state title to Berks County. And now, tonight, the big boys from the 4A schools, Coatesville, the District 1 champion, first-time state finalist out of the Chessmont League in southeastern Pennsylvania, take on North Allegheny, undefeated, 15-0, and defending champ from 2010. So looking to make it two out of three of the Tigers, and Coatesville is standing in their way. So good evening, everyone, from Hershey Park Stadium. Brian Carroll bringing you the fourth game in the last 2 days, the final game of the 2012 season, where it's very cool, a little bit of a breeze tonight at Hershey Park, but we've seen quite a few years where the weather's been a lot worse, so we have a great night for football here in mid-December. Flag over on the in the south end zone blowing just a little bit, and we would be remiss if we didn't mention that this was a half-staff in recognition of just the unspeakable events that occurred in Newtown, Connecticut yesterday. Our thoughts and prayers go out with the family, families and friends, and really the entire community surrounding Sandy Hook Elementary School. We hope that tonight's broadcast and the football in front of us, that the student-athletes here in the state finals can give everybody just a few hours to think of something a little bit different than really that awful story that's consumed so many of us over the last day and a half. But in the meantime, we have a lot to talk about here with the undefeated North Allegheny Tigers looking for to make it two out of three. But joining us pregame here is a guy who's seen Coatesville a handful of times this year. 13-2, the Red Raiders come in as a District 1 champion, and this is actually really no big surprise to EasternPAFootball.com's Armand Vanor. Armand, you and I have talked all season long about how talented this Coatesville bunch is, especially on the offensive side of the ball. It was a slow start to the year for them, but then they somehow kicked it into gear to the tune of 11 straight wins and really an unprecedented run offensively through the District 1 playoffs. So, Armand, take it away. What's your expectation for Coatesville tonight?
Well, Mike and Brian, it's my pleasure to be on. It's a great situation here for this game, and I'm still not emotionally over the game this afternoon, so it's really been hard for me to even think about this game. But Coatesville is a team that's really been on a mission. They actually started the season with two losses in their first four games, and under Matt Ortega, they ran more of a power with I-backs, and they wanted to really feed the ball to their big running back, Daquan Worley, but some of the teams are actually loading the box on them, and they, after a week two loss to Malvern, 19-14, Ortega decided to go with the spread offense, and it really opened things up for Emmett Hunt, their quarterback that has now thrown for 3,000 yards, and two sensational wide receivers in Chris Jones and Dre Boggs, who between them have over 36 touchdowns. So basically, it's a team that just, it's like the great, they call it the greatest show on turf out there in Coatesville, and it's a team that might make destiny tonight.
40 points per game for this Coatesville offense. That's second best in District 1 and 17th in the entire state of Pennsylvania. So, again, just a big-time turnaround, and a credit to Coach Ortega and his staff. There aren't many coaches in Armand. You see a lot of football. We were talking this afternoon that Armand, through his work with EasternPAFootball.com and really just being a fan, he's just a guy who gets out to three, sometimes four games on most weekends of the football season. You've seen teams, a lot of the same teams year after year. How, in talking with Coach Ortega, how difficult was it to abandon your entire offensive philosophy partway into the season and change it up?
I'm sure it was a difficult thing for him to do at first, because previously he was with William Penn and York William Penn, where he basically ran a veer offense. And last year he ran a pro style offense with Manny Stocker and Kyle Carrick, and those two guys graduated and are on to D1 programs right now. So I think he really wasn't sure exactly what he had passing wise. But as the beginning of the season went along, I think he saw the talent that he had in these. Actually, it's more than just Dre Boggs and Chris Jones. I also have a guy named I think it's Vinny Williams, who's also
sure.
A very good receiver as well. So they're actually mixing them all up. They're running, they're throwing, and it's the offense has worked out very good for them.
So again, fourth year coach Matt Ortega, 35-13 overall at Coatesville, but this 11 game winning streak, an astounding offensive performance through the District 1 playoffs, and now here they are for their first state championship appearance. They were awfully close in 1992, losing in the semifinals to Cumberland Valley, but Armand, one of the teams that we were talking about, or one of the big hurdles for Coatesville this year, was a team that they actually lost to back in week four, Downingtown East. Talk a little bit about the competition they faced in the Chestmont League, never mind what they had to do to get through District 1.
Well, it was a very competitive league this year. You had Downingtown East, who was an explosive offense in themselves, and they were undefeated going into playoffs, and they were the number one seed in District 1. So they had to beat them. They had to beat Downingtown West, a real tough squad. They also had to beat Westchester Henderson. So they had some really tough nuts to crack there in that conference. I think that really prepared them. And coming in as the number nine seed, I think that it was very obvious from the get-go in District 1 that they were a team that nobody really wanted to face.
Armand Vanor, again, brilliant job, and I would say, I've mentioned this to pretty much everybody we've brought on, over the last three games and so forth, and everybody talks about, boy, getting ready for four games in 2 days and how much work that is and so forth. First of all, it's fun for us, but secondly, what makes this easier and in terms of preparation is the kind of work that you do with EasternPAFootball.com. Of course, you and I talk during the season anyway on the phone, and what games are you going to, who are you seeing and so forth, but again, I'll say again a great big thank you to you for all that you do during the season, whether it's our phone calls and emails, but certainly the work you're doing on EasternPAFootball.com, the contributions to the 12th Man, PrepNationRadio.com every Friday night after games and so forth. Again, it's been a wealth of knowledge, and thank you so much for sharing it.
It's absolutely been my pleasure.
Thank you again to Armand Vanor. We can catch him on EasternPAFootball.com, Prep Nation Radio on Friday nights during the regular season and beyond. But again, we thank him for his insight on the Coatesville Red Raiders coming into tonight. We will hear a lot more about North Allegheny at halftime. We get a good balance between the East and the Western representatives, both pregame and at halftime. We'll be talking with Matt Fargo of the Champ Sports Network at halftime, and who's seen North Allegheny quite a bit this season. But in the meantime, we're going to take a short time out, be back for the opening coin toss. We'll introduce my broadcast partner and a whole lot more. Stick with us. We are moments away from the Quad A title game, Coatesville and North Allegheny, head-to-head here on HavenFootball.net.
Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association, the PIAA, is a nonprofit corporation and a voluntary membership organization. The members of the PIAA consist of almost all of the public and many of the private junior high, middle schools, and senior high schools in Pennsylvania. The function of the PIAA is to develop and enforce rules regulating interscholastic athletic competition, which are authorized or adopted by the member schools. The PIAA was formed in Pittsburgh in 1913, and today consists of more than 1,450 schools, representing nearly 350,000 athletes at all levels, and fulfills the following functions. They establish and enforce rules governing the eligibility of high school athletes. They adopt the contest rules for each sport under their jurisdiction. They train over 13,000 officials to officiate a contest in which PIAA member schools participate. They organize and operate statewide championship contests in 11 girls' sports and 11 boys' sports. All of this is accomplished using revenue collected from championship games and without any federal or state funds. The PIAA, Pennsylvania high school sports at its best.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football, right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Hershey Park Stadium, moments away from the final high school football game of the season in the state of Pennsylvania. Again, a beautiful night in Hershey Park. Temperatures, I believe, in the low 40s or so, and pretty still night. No precipitation anticipated, which, again, makes for pretty good conditions for two high-powered offenses to chuck it around the field a little bit for the next 2 to 3 hours. And we're so glad you're joining us live or on the archive here for Coatesville and North Allegheny going head-to-head. Well, the Western representatives took both games yesterday, Clareton in single A, Erie Cathedral Prep knocking off Archbishop Wood last night. And earlier today, the Eastern representative in double A came out with what many considered a bit of an upset. Why am I missing? Knocking off North Allegheny. I'm looking at North Allegheny right in front of me. But why am I missing? Knocking off Aliquippa 17-14 in just an absolute classic of a game. And really a great defensive battle. And here to call it with me all weekend long and leading into tonight, of course, is Mike Mayer. Mike, it's been a fun weekend. And really, more importantly, this is sort of a bittersweet game for us every year as the last one of the season. We usually have so much fun during the regular season with the Strathaven Panthers for the most part, but we mix plenty of other games in there as well, especially as playoff time rolls around. So what are we looking for tonight?
If I turned my mic on, you would think after all four games I'd have this down to a science.
What we've got is two teams that are pretty well balanced with their offense. They'll throw it, they'll run it. Coatesville's been accused of wanting to throw it all day long if they could, but, you know, they will run the ball. They've got good size. Coatesville actually has the advantage here in size. North Allegheny's a powerhouse. I mean, they just have really taken advantage of their teams, but both teams have been fairly dominating. Certainly, North Allegheny comes into this at 15-0 and really have not had anything in a challenge that you could speak of until they got to their fourth playoff game where they took on Woodland Hills and won that 21-14. But the remaining two playoff games against Erie McDowell and Wilson were pretty well blow. I'm sorry. Yes, that's correct. Erie McDowell and Wilson were pretty much blowouts of 56-6 and 45-10. On the other hand, Coatesville, through their league, they've had some challenges. They've lost a couple of them, had some decent close games. And their playoff games have been, in a couple of cases, somewhat close. The last couple, though, two of the three they pretty well blew out. So, you know, they're pretty dominating teams. I think the question's going to be, and we didn't talk about this in the earlier game today, but where are the mistakes? Where did you get the inopportune penalties? Lose the ball, throw an interception, fumble it away. We've seen pretty much a couple of games this weekend that were really a matter of the defense won. The score was kept low, particularly for these teams. and the defense came up strong and really stopped the offense, and that's what won the game for them. This could be the reverse of that. Both these teams certainly have been able to stop various offenses throughout the league, but this could be back and forth, or it could be what we saw this afternoon, which is a relatively low-scoring affair where defensive actions in the red zone is going to make all the difference.
Coatesville, again, comes in at 13-2. Matt Ortega is their head coach. They have a couple of relatively new coordinators in there as well. Nick Felis, who was talking to earlier in the, prior to the game, and Tim Lucci. Those were featured in pretty good articles at the DailyLocal.com, the Westchester paper of record. But again, this the idea of a coach mid-season saying, look, I'm going to adjust to what I have, and what I have on the outside is just absolutely incredible speed in Dre Boggs, Chris Jones, Vinny Williams, and Daquan Worley. Let's spread the field where he can run it to the tune of almost 1,600 yards and 20 rushing touchdowns. Emmett Hunt, an incredible stat line, nearly 3,000 yards, 43 touchdowns against just 3 interceptions. And then you look at the opposing sideline, Mack Leftwich, a UTEP recruit, recently decommitted from Stephen F. Austin, and he will follow the new coach at UTEP, Sean Coogler, who is, for the moment, was coaching with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Coogler, we'll get to that name a little more in a minute, but Leftwich now is headed to UTEP next year. Almost identical numbers, just over 3,000 yards, 43 touchdowns, exactly a match for Hunt, against just 4 interceptions. So, again, you have two quarterbacks that can absolutely light it up. You mix in the running ability of Leftwich, 463 yards and 11 rushing touchdowns, and North Allegheny, with head coach Art Walker Jr., looking for his second title in 3 years here. He also won it with Pittsburgh Central Catholic in that 2004 team that took a part in a Chamonix, which is still considered one of the great teams ever seen here in Pennsylvania. And so Art Walker looking to take a third state title home. It would be the second one for North Allegheny just in the last 3 years. But North Allegheny, for those of us, those fans listening back in Delaware County and want to go back a few years, North Allegheny's other PIAA title came way back in 1990 when they knocked off a quarterback named Dennis Decker, who is now the head coach at Ridley, and the Ridley Green Raiders. So North Allegheny looking for title number 3 tonight, and they have an enormous offensive line that will just absolutely bully you. They'll throw it around the field with Leftwich and that arm to 3,000 yards and a bevy of receivers, but they can certainly run it as well. Alex DeShantis, now a third-year contributor, a starter this year, was pressed into action in the 2010 game as a sophomore when the first two backs went down and contributed nicely. He has over 1,100 yards and 13 touchdowns. Leftwich, again, we may see a lot of direct snap to the quarterback, put his head down and follow that big line, just quarterback sneak, quarterback sweeps, straight off tackle. So again, the Coatesville defense will have its hands full trying to hold up against this big, powerful, well-schooled offensive line for North Allegheny. Paul Heisey will be down on the sidelines relaying some signals up to us, and Dick Cheney helping again in the booth. Again, those two have done terrific work for us all weekend, made our jobs a whole lot easier in terms of tracking tackles and so forth. Speaking of which, I always take a minute in this last game of the season to thank so many others who make our lives easy. Both this weekend, Melissa Mertz, thank you to her and everybody with the PIAA who get us set up in the booth, and everybody at the support staff at Hershey Park Stadium makes this a first-class event. Throughout the regular season, we have people sharing scores and ideas and so forth during games, after games, from a variety of places in and around the state. The guys at 12th Man, Prep Nation Radio, terrific job, Eastern PAFootball.com, Western PAFootball.net. The guys more locally to where we are, GarnetValleyFootball.com and MarpleNewtownFootball.com. We have a few guys sharing scores from places like Innerborough, from Josh Funk earlier, from around the state of Pennsylvania. He'll flash scores all season long. But again, this is always a great big thank you to many around the state. One more big thank you goes out to our wives and families,
yes,
who will get us back home sometime later tonight after 16 weeks.
And a big thank you, and I'm going to do this before a game. Usually I do it the after. I said, you know, Brian does this all year long, you know, during the football season. Then he studies like crazy to be aware of 8 different teams and all the kids and know all the players. And his flow of the game is impeccable. And if you think it's easy to do, and I say this every year,
go watch a football game, turn the sound down, and you keep going for 60 minutes and see how it goes. It takes a huge amount of effort and a certain amount of talent, of which I do not have. And it's amazing to watch him. And he, you know, we come into these kind of events with four games to do, and he just rattles them off like he's been doing it all his life. So it's a pleasure to work with. And, of course, we've been doing this now for 7 years together,
you and I, right?
So so we don't step on each other's toes nearly as often. But it's been great. And, you know, as you listen to tonight's game, just sit back, close your eyes, and let Brian paint the picture of what's going on down there.
Thank you. Well, now that you've set the bar way too high, I like it when you say it at the end of the game. So then now I have to get it right, huh? All right, so Coatesville and North Allegheny, the captains of midfield. Coatesville, four seniors, Chris Jones, Emmett Hunt, Dylan Morgan, and Joe Phillips. Four seniors for North Allegheny include Jeremy Gonzalez, Pat Kugler, Mac Letwich, and Kevin Edwards. Stick with us. We'll be back for the tail end of the national anthem and the opening kickoff for the final game of the 2012 season. You're listening to the state finals here from Hershey, Pennsylvania, right here on HavenFootball.net.
The PIAA would like to thank this year's football sponsors. Nike, official football apparel and footwear sponsor. Wilson Sporting Goods, official football of the PIAA. Mid-Atlantic Dairy Association, representing over 7,500 dairy farmers. MedExpress, for an injury or illness that requires fast attention, think MedExpress.
Clear Gear Sports Spray, makers of disinfectant and deodorizing spray for sports equipment. Turkey Hill Experience, learn all about Turkey Hill and the products they make. Snyder's of Hanover, America's pretzel bakery since 1909. And Max Preps, America's source for high school sports.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you, you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Fantastic effort with the Star Spangled Banner right there, and standing in front of us, the color guard from Cumberland Valley High School Junior ROTC program. Matt failed to mention it before the 2A game as we had a little bit of a sound problem, but I will mention them very, very quickly. Jeffrey, the officials for tonight, so congratulations for the officials who were selected to officiate tonight's game. They include the umpire, Jeffrey White, Philip Salusti is your line judge, Stephen Romberger is the side judge, Michael Davis is your referee, the linesman, Mark Carl, Robert Ribbick Jr. is the field judge, and Joe Armstrong will be the back judge tonight. North Allegheny will receive the opening kick. Brendan Conacher, three-year contributor there, standing deep to return inside the five-yard line alongside of Greg Garrity. I'll come back to that moment, that name in a moment. But Natalie Snyder from Cumberland Valley just did a beautiful job with the Star-Spangled Banner. So thank you again, Natalie, for getting us started. Greg Garrity, over 1,000 yards receiving for Greg Garrity Jr., I should say. Over 1,000 yards receiving for North Allegheny. Any Penn State or Philadelphia Eagles fans probably remember that name. His father, longtime wide receiver and big-time contributor to Penn State and the Philadelphia Eagles back in the 80s, and Greg Garrity Jr. alongside of Conacher at the 5. They await the kickoff, and here we go, putting it in play. Number 89, John Bollenbach, high, end over end kick's going to come down to Garrity at the 10. Up the left hash mark, looking for running room, 25-30, and he's tripped up from behind at about the 27. They'll mark him down short of that 30-yard line. Stopped there by number 15, that's Jay Stocker. So, offense for North Allegheny looks like this. A quarterback is Mac Leftwich. Running backs include the fullback Nick Cully and Alex DeShantis. Wide receivers Greg Garrity, Brendan Conacher, and Elijah Zeiss. Zach Lyon, Kevin Edwards, or Skylar Cox, and or Skylar Cox will serve as tight ends. Offensive line include Pat Kugler, Nick James, Jeremy Gonzalez, Duke Lundahl, and Taylor Nick Thizer. Now, here we go. Leftwich with an eye behind him. Receivers are split. Draw play. They fake it. Great fake. They want it all. Down the middle. Conacher is overthrown as he's down inside the 25-yard line. Terrific fake to DeShantis. Leftwich hit it well. And Conacher, about 50 yards downfield, had a step on the defense, but nothing doing on first down. Brings up second down and 10. Gives us a chance to talk about the Coatesville defense, including Joe Phillips, Mike Boykin, Dylan Morgan, and Clint Leslie up front. Devontae Suber, Tyler Burke, Stephen Pauling are the linebackers. Corners, Jason Totoram and Daquan Worley, Isaiah Flamer and Jay Stocker are the safeties. Shotgun look this time for Leftwich. Back on his right hip, and he's going to look, roll to his right, fires to the flat, has Garrity out there at the 30-yard line, across the 40-yard line, takes a heavy hit from Stocker, but not before he picks up the 41, and a North Allegheny first down, gain of 12 for Garrity, who comes in tonight with 62 receptions, give him 63 now, and almost 1,200 yards to go with 17 touchdowns. He's considering walking on, or maybe a preferred walk-on status at Penn State next year.
He was completely uncovered on that pass. Coatesville's going to have to figure that one out.
No huddle offense. So here we go. They flash in signals from this near sideline, does North Allegheny, as they move left to right. 11:21 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Opening drive of the game. Conacher split right. Two receivers slot left, and now it's Leftwich straight up the middle. Runs right into the back of his center before he's repped up by Tyler Burke and Dylan Morgan. So, again, good run-pass mix. It would not surprise me at all to see them directly snap at the left, which he goes right up the middle. Burke had 15 tackles last week. That's his first one tonight. Got help from Dylan Morgan on the defensive line. Skylar Cox checks in at tight end, and they go with two tight ends. Lyon over on the right. Conacher is going to be split left. Garrity, slot left. DeShantis is on the left hip of Leftwich, who's in the gun, looking to his left. Plenty of protection. Fires the left flat, complete to Cox at the 50, into Coatesville territory at the 47-yard line. Gain of 10, and a North Allegheny first down.
Coatesville's going to have to figure out something in their secondary. These guys are, I know they're flooding zones, but boy, they are just wide open with nobody really around them.
Coatesville with pretty much a base 4-3 look at the moment. And with a no huddle, it does change what you can do substitution-wise as well. So North Allegheny, again, they won't huddle at the moment. They set up with Edwards tight end right, Cox tight end left, wing left. Single setback is DeShantis. They motion Lyon from left to right, and they give it to DeShantis. Off right tackle, looking ahead to the 45, and he's slung down by Burke. Burke, that middle linebacker, is getting quite a few Division I looks already. NC State, Temple, Rutgers, all in the mix, perhaps, for just a junior. They have another year of number 9 in the middle, 6'3", 230-pounder at middle linebacker.
He's looking to strip that ball on that tackle, which is not a bad move.
Second and six. One receiver to the right, and they go everybody to the left now, and DeShantis lowers his shoulder and bangs his way across the 40 down to the 38. They started a motion. Lyon over to the right, brought everybody back to the left, followed the lead block of Cully. It'll bring up third down and one. And this is the kind of work that we saw from North Allegheny in that 2010 title game, where the only pass they threw all game was thrown actually by a wide receiver on a trick play. They wanted to hand it off and pound you all evening long, and Coatesville will have their hands full holding up against that. Here we go. Three tight ends, wing left, fullback, offset left, and an eye. Third down and a yard. DeShantis off the left side. First down as he tumbles across the 35 to the Coatesville 34. Daquan Worley on the stop. 8:58 to play here in the opening quarter. This drive for North Allegheny started back on their 27-yard line. DeShantis picks up another first down. Play 8 of this drive upcoming. Coatesville, mass substitutions very quickly. Three tight ends, now four tight ends. Play fake, back to pass, left, which has time, fires the right flat, complete to Lyon. Lyon fumbles the football, but it takes a good hop for North Allegheny and rolls out of bounds at the 20-yard line. Fortunate bounce there for the Tigers. Big hit there by Stocker, along with 21, Devontae Suber. And Jay Stocker, his older brother, now the one of the quarterbacks at NC State, Division I quarterback from Coatesville a year ago. No huddle again. Again, they go with three tight ends. Four tight ends, essentially, if you count Lyon at the wing. First and 10 from the Coatesville 19. Play fake, keeping it himself as Leftwich around left end. Gets a good seal block, and he takes it to the 15 and is ridden out of bounds at the 14-yard line. Gain of 5 for Leftwich. And again, this is the kind of stuff that can drive the defense crazy, where they will certainly take their shots down the field, but they are happy to take 4 and 5 yards at a time and play with all four downs.
Yeah, Coatesville can only hope to, you know, we're second down now, you know, hold them to a very low gain here and then hopefully force a third and, you know,
four substitutions already very quickly for Coatesville. It is a sprint on and off the field here as they work against a no huddle here. North Allegheny, first and 10 from the 14. Sorry, second down. Leftwich going to keep it himself across the 10, down near the 5. They'll stop him at the 6. Leftwich with a first down and a gain. Let's see where they spot it. Gain of 7 more.
By the way, we should add that both teams seem to have pretty adequate kicking games, so field goals are not out of the question here.
No huddle again. Leftwich calling out the signals. Again, two tight ends, wing left, and an eye formation behind him. From the 7-yard line, DeShantis is strung out and banged down from behind. Boykin tracks him from that defensive tackle spot and throws him for a loss on the play. DeShantis loses a yard. Good pursuit there from 33 in white.
Well, not only that, the whole Coatesville defensive line was slanting right, and they got to their slants immediately, really plugged up the holes, and just kept moving as the ball moved and just sealed off any kind of opening.
7:50 and counting to play in the first quarter. Second down and 8. Second and goal, rather, from the 8. Back to pass. Leftwich looking, firing wide open in the flat is Cox, and he is banged, but into the end zone he goes. Touchdown, North Allegheny. Skyler Cox, the senior, took it in the right flat. Nobody near him, and he tumbles into the end zone for an 8-yard score. Cox, with his 14th catch on the year, 7 of them have landed in the end zone. That's not bad. Half your catches end up beyond the goal line. 8 yards on the score. On to attempt the extra point is Ben Zielkowski. Zielkowski steps into it. Plenty of leg, and it is good. And so the opening drive of the game, North Allegheny like a hot knife through butter, mixed some pass, mixed some run, and it's 7:40 to play in the first quarter. 7-0 Tigers. We'll take a short time out, see if Coatesville and their high-powered offense can answer when they get their first crack at it here in the state finals on HavenFootball.net.
The world of internet sports broadcasting is rapidly expanding into the amateur ranks. Schools, high school and college, as well as minor league sports clubs, are finding out about the hottest new streamer on the planet, EasyStream.com. In just minutes, your crew can have its sporting events live and on the internet. For more information, call 800-866-7510 or log on to EasyStream.com. EasyStream, streaming made easy.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
What a drive there by North Allegheny to start things. Mack Leftwich, 4 out of 5 for 44 yards passing. The last 8 of it lands in the belly of senior tight end Skyler Cox. Tumbles in for the 8-yard touchdown with 7:40 to play here in the opening quarter. That caps a 73-yard drive. Sorry. 71-yard drive in 12 plays. Up-tempo. Coatesville will have to think about that. Now, speaking of up-tempo, they squib the kick, and it's one of the up-men who picks it up, and nice work there to field it on a hop, and this will give Coatesville great position, field position at their 44-yard line, thanks to number 44, Clint Leslie, grabbing it, and he'll bring the offense on the field for the first time. Emmett Hunt is your record-setting quarterback. Daquan Worley is the halfback. Three wide receivers include Boggs, Jones, Vinny Williams, and we will occasionally see Jay Stocker as a fourth wideout. Tight end is Tyler Burke. The center is big 300-pounder Andrew Baker. Titus Richards and Dylan Morgan are the guards. Colin Razor goes 6'6", 290 at tackle. Opposite him is Joe Phillips. Two tight end look. Wing to the left. Play fake, back to passes, Hunt, down the seam he goes, complete to Burke at the 40, tumbles into North Allegheny territory at the 34-yard line. So, hey, how about that,
yeah,
says Coatesville.
We can do this too.
22 yards on their first play
Coatesville
from scrimmage,
goes
Hunt
to
Burke.
Coatesville goes a no huddle as well.
No huddle indeed. Hunt with three wide receivers to his left and Worley on his left hip. One receiver split to the right, back to pass, no, they give it to Hunt. I'm sorry, to Worley, who spins away from one tackle. Stiff arm at the 35, and then he is banged down. Conacher hammers him at the 35-yard line, and he'll
lose
probably
yard.
Lose half a yard here. Yeah. Good pursuit from the defense of North Allegheny as Worley. Worley was, again, wrapped up in the line of scrimmage there. Spun away from it momentarily, but good pursuit there from the Tigers. Tiger defense will get to them in a moment after this play. 6:49 and counting to play in the opening quarter. 7-0 North Allegheny. Coatesville on the move with their first drive of the night. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. It's Worley, the single setback. Hunt gives it to Worley. Lots of room off the left side. Cuts across the 30, 25, and Daquan Worley to the 19. Rips off 16 yards.
That was a Mack truck hole, boy. That they just split everybody out, and there was nobody there.
Terrific work from the Coatesville line. North Allegheny's defense looks like this. Zach Lyon, Pat Kugler, Jeremy Gonzalez, and Taylor Nixer up front. Ben Schweiger, Kevin Edwards, and Chaz Smith are your very aggressive linebackers, along with Lane Scudrich. The corners, Brendan Conacher and Elijah Zeiss. Those are a pair of Division I recruits, and the free safety is Jack Henderson. First and 10. They mark it at the 20-yard line. Hunt fires to the left flat. This will actually be a run to Boggs. Boggs makes one man miss. Two, spins through the outside, takes a man, and then it's Scudrich who swings. Ball is loose, and running the other way with it down the field is Conacher. 50, 40, he will go untouched. Boggs lost the football, and Conacher will go 80 yards for the North Allegheny touchdown. A stunning turn of events. Dre Boggs looked to get away from two black jerseys. The ball pops out, and Brendan Conacher goes 80 yards the other way at 6:01 of this first quarter. And just as Coatesville starts to get going, they get a kick in the teeth right there.
Boy, that is a kick in the teeth. That's going to be tough to recover from. We're early in the game, but, boy, that's just tough. Coatesville was on the move looking to tie this game up and then lost the ball. And there was nobody there but black shirts all the way down.
Incredible. What a run for Conacher there, who just all of a sudden was 5 or 10 yards ahead of everybody. Half the Coatesville team didn't know where the ball was or where Conacher was going. Extra point on the way, up and good, and Zielkowski, the 5'8", 160-pound senior, has stretched the lead to 14. Wow. Well, Conacher, again, he was a contributor to that team as the 2010 state championship team as a sophomore. I remember calling his name quite a few times, but again, he's a terrific corner. He has two interceptions, 21 tackles, and is a pretty sure tackler out there. And, you know, here he's got good speed as well. Nobody near him.
Nobody near him. The ball hit the turf, bounced right up into his arms. He took off, and he was surrounded by blockers, which were not necessary because nobody was there.
Just looking at a replay, that's not our replay, but we can sort of see into the booth here. You're right, the ball just popped right up to him. There was nobody near Conacher, and like I said, half of the white shirts on the field, the Coatesville team didn't know where the football was or what was happening. So, again, fortunate bounce there for North Allegheny, but Coatesville has to say, boy, we were moving the ball very nicely there, and Boggs maybe looking for some redemption here as he stands deep alongside of Daquan Worley at the 10-yard line awaiting the kickoff.
Hogs was trying to make something out of very little, and, you know, when you're juking around like that and cutting back and forth, the ball does tend to hang sometimes, and, you know, maybe just got popped out and it just took the right bounce because a similar bounce, a similar fumble for North Allegheny went out of bounds.
Right. So, the squib kick again. It'll be Leslie again who fields it and slides down at the 38-yard line. Leslie is one of the up men here, and seems pretty clear. North Allegheny wants no parts of Worley or Boggs in the open field, and why kick it to them? They're willing to give up some very good field position here, though. And so Coatesville takes over first and 10 at their own 39.
Well, right now with a 14-point lead, they can afford to give up field position. So we'll see if Coatesville can recover here and score.
Split to the far side. Left to formation is Vinny Williams. Stocker to the near side. Slot to either side. Jones and Boggs in the gun. And they give it to Worley. Worley straight ahead, and he's across the 45-yard line near first down yardage. Give him about nine.
Another big hole.
This Coatesville offense comes in averaging, again, 40 points per game. There's 630 total points, a District 1 record. Bunch formation to the left. They fire to the outside. This is Boggs. Makes one man miss, two man miss, across the 45, down near the 42-yard line. Boggs rips off a bunch right there.
Coatesville went with no huddle, and actually North Allegheny was not set, and we may have the same situation.
They're looking
no
to go again. No huddle again. Three wide receivers are going to make us earn it tonight here with the call. Three receivers to the right. Back is Hunt. Looking all sorts of time. Great protection. Looking for more help. He throws. Oh. No, he is sacked. Back near midfield. Hunt trying to wave his receiver free, but is caught from behind. Looked like Cox got him. Yep, Skyler Cox, who scored the first touchdown for North Allegheny tonight from his defensive end spot, drops him all the way back at the 49-yard line. Loss of nine on the play for Hunt.
You know, if you're not used to a no huddle, that can be just as stressful on the offense that's calling the no huddle.
So, they split Jones to the left, three receivers to the right, second and 18 now from the North Allegheny 49. Gives to Worley. He has some running room across the 45, back near the original line of scrimmage. At about the 43, it'll still bring up third down and 12. Worley, he's tearing off some yards here, isn't he?
Yeah, I think we're going to look at stats for the first quarter. It's going to show, you know, Coatesville in pretty good shape, but you fumble the ball.
53 yards on just five carries so far for Worley. 4:21 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. 14-0 North Allegheny, but Coatesville third and 12 now from the Tiger 43. Jones motions and out goes back to the right. Play fake. Back is Hunt. Under heavy pressure. Can't get away again. Ball is loose. Scooped up and running the other way with it is Edwards. Steps away from one man. 40, 35, 30. And the North Allegheny defense will score twice in a span of 2 minutes. Kevin Edwards scoops and scores from 41 yards.
Simply amazing.
Great pass rush. Hunt could not escape and was stripped from behind. And it's 20-0 with 3:56 to play in the opening quarter. Incredible.
And the tough part for Coatesville is the North Allegheny offense hasn't done this.
Right. They don't turn it over very often. But two fumbles have burnt them badly here in the first quarter. 3:56 still to play. The North Allegheny offense has only been on the field for one drive, and it's a three-score game. On to attempt the extra point. Jason Buchert, high snap, ball spotted, kick is away, and it is good. 21-0, North Allegheny on top of Coatesville. We're going to take a short timeout, see if the Red Raiders can answer when we come back. You're listening live to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
For great coverage of Central League football in Eastern Pennsylvania, check out the best high school football website, HavenFootball.net. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. HavenFootball.net for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football or simply high school football, there's no better place to be than HavenFootball.net.
This This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Defensive end Zach Lyons strips the ball free from Emmett Hunt, and the Coatesville quarterback loses it. Kevin Edwards, senior linebacker, the 6'2", 215-pounder, picks it up and goes 40-plus yards for the touchdown. Second defensive touchdown of this first quarter for North Allegheny. Coatesville sideline stunned because, frankly, they've moved the ball very well. They just haven't held on to it very well. And two fumbles have been picked up and run back for touchdowns here by the North Allegheny Tigers. 21-0 with 3:56 still to play in the first.
And Coatesville's defense still hasn't really had a chance to come on and see, other than the first drive where they gave up a touchdown as North Allegheny really just moved through them easily. They haven't had a chance to kind of regroup and see what they can do. In the meantime, you've got two fumbles, two turnovers, but you know, they both go for touchdowns, and it's not even a play involved.
Right. So, Coatesville will get another shot at this. Standing deep to return, Boggs and Worley. There are pretty good hands up front here. If North Allegheny decides to squib it again, the first who have gone to number 44, Clint Leslie, who actually serves as the long snapper, but now Coatesville has moved both Isaiah Flamer and number 13, Chris Jones, up to about the 40-yard line. In case of another squib kick, they have some guys here who can, A, catch the ball, but maybe even break one and run with it. We'll see.
At this stage, I would think North Allegheny would just think, look, just kick it away and see what happens. We're up by three touchdowns. It's
3:56 still to play here in the opening quarter. It'll be Buechert to kick it away. Ball teed at the 40-yard line, halfway between the hash marks. He approaches. It'll be another short, very short pooch kick. It's going to come down to Flamer at the 35. Looking for a block at the 40. Good speed at the 50. 45-40. He's got one man to beat. If he cuts inside and does, Flamer at the 10, down to the 5-yard line. Isaiah Flamer, defensive back, picks it up and runs it all the way down to the 6, I guess, is where they'll spot it.
Obviously, the coach made a good decision as to who he put there with hands and some speed.
Well, so big plays have hurt Coatesville here with turning the football over, and North Allegheny scored twice, but if there's any big pipe capability on this field, you would have thought it comes with several guys in white shirts. And so Coatesville on the field now, first and goal to go from the 6-yard line, looking to answer. Derek Murkowski into the game now as a one tight end. Two tight ends set opposite Burke. Single setback is Worley on first and goal. Straight up the middle, spinning, pushing the pile, and he's leaning, and let's see, very close to the goal line. Wait till they unpile. I think he's just a hair shy of the first Coatesville touchdown of the game. Give Worley 5 on his 6th carry of the night. 58 yards already.
Boys at Worley, the 1-inch line.
And they are inches away from scoring. 3:15 and counting to play in the opening quarter. 21-0 North Allegheny, but they are on their heels now. Coatesville, second and goal from 1 inch away. Jones split to the left. Emmett Hunt is under center. Worley is the single setback. And there is defensive encroachment here. Hard count from Hunt.
Are you going to move it a half an inch?
I don't know how they can move it any closer here. You couldn't even roll the football forward end over end without touching the goal line.
He's
at this point.
He's going to snap it to the quarterback a further distance than he needs to go forward
right
for the touchdown.
So, everybody in tight for the defense here. It'll be Hunt over the top, pushing, and he is in for the touchdown. Emmett Hunt takes it in from a yard out with 2:54 to play here in the first quarter, and Coatesville is on the board for the first time.
We've seen more scoring in this first quarter than we've seen in most of the games.
Yeah, that's right. It's been defensive battles most of the last 3 nights.
Technically, these are still defensive battles, but they're doing all this point scoring.
Yeah, they're scoring the points on the North Allegheny side. But a big-time kick return from Isaiah Flamer takes it to the 6-yard line, and Coatesville has punched it in from there on just 2 plays. John Bollenbach on to attempt the extra point out of the hold of Vinny Williams. Ball spotted, kick is away, plenty of leg, and Bollenbach is good. The lead has been cut From 21-0 to 21-7 now, Coatesville on the board when North Allegheny will get the offense back on the field when we come back. 2:54 to play here in the opening quarter. Stick with us. You're listening to the Quad A Finals, state championship football from Hershey, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association was founded almost 100 years ago. The PIAA, with members of over 1,450 Pennsylvania schools, representing more than 350,000 student-athletes, and maintain rules and criteria for over 14,000 game officials. The PIAA organizes 20 major sports tournaments and 45 high school state championships every year, attracting over 800,000 fans. High school sports in Pennsylvania is the PIAA.
Ralph Lawler, the L.A. Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Hershey Park Stadium. We've had fireworks here in the first quarter. Not unexpected, but they've come from some surprising places. Yep. Twice from the North Allegheny defense, and thirdly from one of the up men on the kick return team. Isaiah Flamer's long kick return sets up a very short Emmett Hunt touchdown, a one-yard plunge at this 2:54 mark of this first quarter. 21-7, North Allegheny on top of Coatesville. Bolenbach has it teed, ready to kick it away. Garrity and Conacher stand at the 5-yard line awaiting for the Tigers. Bolenbach approaches, high, end-over-end kick. It's going to come down to Garrity, who's going to catch it moving forward at the 18-yard line. Across the 20, 25, he has a seam up the left sideline. 30, another good block from Conacher. 45, midfield, Greg Garrity Jr. still on his feet. Wrestling rugby scrum here at the 46 of Coatesville. Mm. And boy, what a return, and man, did he get some good blocking. Followed his blocking very well, but Conacher, the other return man, downfield leading the way. And Greg Garrity Jr., with one catch already tonight, now has a kick return all the way to the Coatesville 47. And the offense, led by senior quarterback Mac Leftwich, has a very short field in front of him from 47 yards out. Leftwich, one of just 9 WPIAL quarterbacks in history with over 60 touchdown passes.
Only the second
here tonight.
Only the second time that North Allegheny's offense been on the field and already up 21.
Hard to complain there if you're a Tiger fan. Two tight ends. Two receivers to the right. Rolling right is Leftwich on first and 10. Fires hard to the right side. Complete. It's Garrett. No, that's not Garrity. I think that's Baum. Let's see him get up on that far sideline. Yes, it is.
81.
Number 81. That's Greg Baum, 5'9", 148-pounder. He has a grab, and they'll spot it on that far sideline at the 32-yard line. Gain of 15. Not so bad. Leftwich, 5 out of 6 in the early going, 59 yards and a score. He sends two receivers to the left of the formation this time. North Allegheny moving right to left. DeShantis is on his left hip, and they're going to go quarterback, student body left. Leftwich straight ahead, 25, and down near the 20-yard line before Burke finally tracks him down. Cross the 20 to the 19-yard line, 13 more yards for Leftwich. 33 yards on 5 carries already. North Allegheny's only run a couple handfuls of plays in this first quarter. But they are moving it very, very nicely. Conacher's going to be split to the right of the formation to the far side of the field. Slot right is Garrity alongside of him. Lyon, tight end to the left, and DeShantis to the right of Leftwich. Takes a shotgun snap at the 15, down near the 11-yard line. Boy, they get moving, and we said this too. As much as they like to throw it, it's snap it to the quarterback. It's almost like playground-type football. Just give it to your best runner and say go.
The only
block
way,
it up and go.
The only way you can easily tell whether it's a pass or a run play is by the blocking. If you know, if they're firing out on them, obviously it's, they're going to be running it. If they start to go in a pass block, then it's obviously going to be a pass.
Four tight ends. Offset to the right in the I formation. Here's DeShantis, and he pushes his way down to the 6. First down. That second and 2 play goes for 5, and DeShantis, again, very efficient. Not eye-popping numbers, not spectacular speed, but just effective. Follows his blocks well. He's going to get you 3, 4, 5, 6 every time he touches it in most cases. So here, first and goal from the Coatesville 6. North Allegheny already up 2 scores, looking to add to it here. Wing to the right, Three tight ends. I formation, offset left, keeping himself on the option is Leftwich, and he is stood up by Burke. Burke has five tackles already, and so does the free safety Stocker. Helmet popped off, so they will stop the game clock momentarily. Edwards comes off with an equipment issue. Conacher checks in with Garrity. Nick Scully checks out as well.
Coatesville put six in the box on that time on the front line. It looks like they're going to, well, they got three now. They brought up two linebackers, so I guess it was really seven. And expected to draw or some kind of quarterback sneak, and that's exactly what they got.
Play six of the drive upcoming after Leftwich went for a yard. DeShantis on his left hip. He's in the gun again. He's going to keep it himself again. Off left tackle. Huge hole. Leftwich into the end zone. Touchdown, North Allegheny. 21 seconds to play in this first quarter, and the Tigers are up by three scores again. That is almost, they make it look easy, don't they?
They do. I mean, between the passing and running mix, Coatesville really doesn't know where to go and what to look for. And they just seem to be out of sorts. And, of course, the passing has really been effective because, for whatever reason, they're not doing much of a job in covering these receivers.
A short field set up by the Greg Garrity long kick return, and Leftwich has done most of the rest. Ball spotted on the extra point, kick is away, and good, 28-7. Well, North Allegheny, if you told them before they got off the bus that you're going to score four first-quarter touchdowns tonight in the state finals, probably wouldn't complain about that. And right now, at 28-7, Coatesville has to really answer again and again and again, but somehow come up with a stop along with it.
Well, that's what I think is going to be the tough part for Coatesville. I mean, they may be able to drive the ball and score for every time they get it, but right now they're in a three-touchdown deficit. They're going to have to find a way to do something, either force a fumble, get an interception. The first thing they got to do is solidify their pass defense. They are just not even close in those cases. There has not been one pass that's been completed that I would say that there was a defender anywhere within striking distance, which means that not only is the pass completed, but they get another 5 to 10 yards off the play.
Leftwich, very, very accurate, and you have a couple of very talented receivers out there. We mentioned Garrity already, comes in with, well, he now has over 1,200 yards receiving on the year. Conacher, we know what he can do with the ball in his hands in open space, as we saw in the 80-yard fumble return. But he has 20 catches for 383 yards and 5 touchdowns. Elijah Zeiss, 6'3", 195-pounder. 23 catches for 677 yards. Zeiss has touchdown receptions this year of 94, 74, 64, 63, and 38 yards. So we've not even mentioned his name yet. They haven't thrown it towards number six.
Well, you can see why these guys are undefeated so far.
They'll kick it away one more time. Squib kick. It's going to go off the hands of Leslie. It's picked up by Jones. Jones across the 40-yard line. Welcome back to Hershey Park Stadium. We had a little bit of a connection issue that's completely out of our control momentarily, so we did not hear any words from our sponsors. But here we are, ready to start the second quarter. Coatesville will have the football second down and about six from their own 45-yard line. Moving right to left now as we start the second quarter. Coatesville in their road whites, black helmets, silver pants with red and black trim. The Tigers of North Allegheny in black from head to toe, helmet, jerseys and pants, white numerals with gold trim. And the Tigers, again, looking for their second state title in three seasons. And they are off to a flying start here. 28-7 after one quarter of play. Coatesville with two costly turnovers. Both were returned by the Tiger defense for touchdowns. So let's see if this side of the field will work a little better for the Red Raiders as they open with two wide receivers to the left of quarterback Emmett Hunt, one to the right. Single setback is Daquan Worley. Waiting for the umpire to spot the football, and here we go. Starting the second quarter, Emmett Hunt under center, tight end to the right. On first down, back to Worley they go as he pushes across the 45 to the 47. Worley, just two on that carry, his seventh of the night. We know we had a little connection issue momentarily there between quarters. Actually came at a pretty good time. Didn't miss any on-field action. But a gain for two for Worley still brings up third down and about four now for the Coatesville offense. Trailing by three scores already. They need a big play in a pretty big moment here already. Ben Schweiger in the game now at linebacker. He's matched up with Chris Jones in the slot. Looking that way, and flags first. Flags first. Let's see what the call is. Looks to be dead ball, and backwards goes Coatesville for a false start. First penalty of the night for the Red Raiders, and the mistakes will kill you, generally speaking. But when you're already down three scores, the Red Raiders looking at the moment like they need to play mistake-free football the rest of the evening, and that is a tough way to go. 11-14, 11-13 and counting to play here in the first half. Coatesville now 3rd and 9 for their own 42. Four wide receivers. They move Boggs into the backfield now. There's a back to either side of Hunt. Looking downfield. Firing to the flat. Oh. It is incomplete. Are they going to say incomplete pass? No, there's no whistle. And he looked, that's going to be considered a fumble, I believe.
Yeah, he threw it. I don't know what happened. Threw it behind him?
His arm's coming forward. And now Coatesville recovered that fumble. Coatesville recovered. They're going to mark fourth down. That looked almost like the tuck rule, if you go back to the Oakland.
It's almost like he was trying to fake a,
Yeah, or tried to pull it back.
Yeah,
he started to throw it, pulled it back, and then, his arm's coming forward, and the ball slipped out of his hand. Tried to pull it back. Thanks to the efforts of number 42 in black standing right in front of him. That's Isaac Harvey on the pass rush to disrupt it. So, either way, it's ruled a fumble, fourth and forever for Coatesville. Hunt punts it away. High spiraling kick's going to come down to Greg Garrity, who fair catches at the 42-yard line. And bizarre circumstance there. Hunt was looking to throw it to the left flat, just couldn't hold on to it, and it was ruled a fumble. So, at any rate, first quarter stats have been handed to us. We're into the second quarter, and North Allegheny, 1st and 10 at their own 42-yard line. And Coatesville's offense has hit the skids a little bit here.
Well, their offense hit the skids, and their defense can't stop North Allegheny. They got some issues. They got to make a stop here if they want to have any chance to stay in this game.
Here we go. Under center will be Leftwich. One receiver to the right, two to the left. Now he backs into a shotgun look. And he's going to keep it himself. No, he's going to throw it to the far side. A little option pass, and it's Garrity who dances around one man and takes a heavy hit from Stocker. Stocker made him pay, but Garrity still picks up 8 out to the midfield stripe. It'll bring up 2nd down and 2. So, Garrity with the grab. 2 catches on the night. 2nd and 2, ball on the 50-yard line. Edwards checks into the game at tight end. He'll set up to the right of the formation. Tight end to the left is Zach Lyon. 10:07, 10:06 to play and counting here in the second quarter. North Allegheny on the move again, already up 28-7. Leftwich in the gun. Back to pass, looking to his right, fires over the middle now. Conacher makes a catch and takes a heavy hit, but hangs on at the 34-yard line. Another big hit from Stocker. That sophomore safety can sting you, but ball is spotted at the 33-yard line, gain of 17.
That was a big-time release and throw, though. That was right on the money and almost impossible to defend.
Leftwich now, 6 out of 7, throwing the football for 76 yards and a score. Looking to the sideline to his right for the offensive call. 2 tight ends, DeShantis on his left hip. He's in the gun again, looking. Fires to the right side again, and this is Garrity, who takes another big shot. Ball still held on to, and boy, they let him play there, didn't they?
Yeah, they sure did.
They didn't blow that whistle dead, and he was stood up and in a vulnerable spot there. But Garrity picks up 3 to the 30-yard line on his 3rd catch. It's an interesting-looking play. It's like an option play, but you have to have a lot of confidence in your quarterback to run off tackle and then stop and pull up and fire it. In on the tackle was Worley that time. 2nd down and 7 from the 30. You got to throw that ball sideways on the dead run. You have to have confidence in doing it. Fire into the outside looking for Garrity. Incomplete. There it looked like got their signals crossed a little bit. Conacher and Garrity crisscross at the 25. Ball kind of went between them for only the 2nd incompletion of the night off the arm of Leftwich.
And there were 2 defenders covering the receiver, so the odds of them getting that ball in there were pretty remote.
3rd and 7. Edwards and DeShantis check out. Checking into the game, Baum, he'll be split to the right. Split left is Conacher. 82, Garrity in the backfield now alongside. And now he motions to the left. Leftwich going to keep it himself. Quarterback draw, looking for running room. Makes one man miss, two man miss, and then stopped. Shy of the first down by about 3 yards or so. We'll see where they unpile at the 26-yard line. So it'll be fourth down and about three.
Boy, this would be a huge stop for Coatesville. They could stop this here and keep them from scoring. That would be...
You'd be looking at a 43-yard field goal. Art Walker Jr. says no. We're bringing the tight ends and the big package back on the field here as Leftwich was stopped after a short gain of four. So, Leftwich under center. They say, all right, we're going to try to push it right past you here. Big, big moment in the game here for Coatesville's D. And they'll talk it over. Yep. Timeout on the field. Coatesville wants to talk over how can they slow down this North Allegheny offense. Fourth and three at the Coatesville 26. Well, it's been a wild start, and we are trying to go 100 miles an hour with talking and keeping up with the stats and everything else here.
Yeah, it's been an amazing first half. When you consider the two defensive touchdowns, which are simple fumbles that were run back for touchdowns, and then the score, you know, if those didn't exist, it'd be a 14-7 game, so that's a big factor, obviously. Of course, at this stage of the game, Coatesville has not been able to stop North Allegheny on any of their drives. This is their best chance right now with a fourth and three. So it's hard to tell, except that more time would have gone by. So, you don't know how the score would have ended up. But obviously, Coatesville's at a point now they must make the stop. They cannot afford North Allegheny cannot get another score and put this game at 35-7, which also, by the way, would put them one score away, one touchdown away from a mercy situation.
Mercy rule in the second half. Incredible. Wing to the right is Cully. Wing to the left is Lyon. Lyon motions to the right. Play fake, back to pass, Leftwich firing to the right side. It is incomplete, deflected away. Jason Totaram swats it away from the tight end Skyler Cox, and Coatesville now with a big defensive stop.
Absolutely.
Their first of the night.
First time they've stopped him, and now they're going to have to follow this up. This offense must move down the field and score before the end of the first half.
Coatesville, three first downs through one quarter of play. That's it. And, some of that is really due to the two fumbles. You're looking at two defensive touchdowns for North Allegheny already. Both were on drives where Coatesville actually started to move it pretty well. So, Emmett Hunt will try it again. He's in the shotgun, a pistol actually this time. Worley is behind him, and he takes the handoff. Worley off the right tackle across the 30, out to the 31. Gain of five on first down, and Daquan Worley, one of the few bright spots so far for the Coatesville offense.
Well, Coatesville's offense has plenty of time now to remain what's left of the first half to play their game, go down and score. Then they'll get the ball first at the beginning of the second half. So this is really, they've got to make this work.
Williams split to the right, Stocker to the left. Slot to either side, Jones and Boggs respectively. Now they motion Boggs to the left, fake the handoff to him. On the delay, it's Worley, and Scudridge eats him up. Eats his lunch just as he takes the handoff, and wow, how did Worley even hold on to that football?
I tell you, the defender got back there. He was blocked initially, but went right through his block and just ended up in the backfield.
All the way back at the 25-yard line, loss of six on the play. Scudridge, just a sophomore at outside linebacker, he's contributed quite nicely. He's lined up to the right side of the defensive formation. Third and 11 now for Coatesville from their own 25. Emmett Hunt in the gun. Back to pass. Looking. Fires to the right side. It is incomplete. His receiver fell down. No shot. Over on that far sideline as Jones stopped just shy of the 40-yard line. Turned around but lost his footing. Incomplete at sails. Fourth and 11, and Hunt will stay on the field in punt formation and look to kick it away. So, big defensive stop for the Red Raiders there, but three and out goes the offense.
Yeah, this is going to be tough. Now the only Coatesville is going to give the ball up, and boy, they got to stop him again.
First incompletion of the night for Emmett Hunt. He's four out of five throwing it. Here he'll punt for the second time. Off the side of his foot, wobbling and angling to the sideline, well out of bounds and well short. This is going to be in the line judge still marching forward, and ouch, at the 33-yard line. That is an 8-yard punt.
Well, right now, if you had to, critique this game, fumble, turnovers, poor punting, special team challenges, particularly on kickoffs. I mean, it's just North Allegheny is playing almost a picture-perfect game, and Coatesville just can't seem to get things moving. They had that one good drive, got in for the score, but they just cannot seem to get anything going right now.
That drive set up by Isaiah Flamer's long touch, kick return.
The one mistake North Allegheny really
made. Right. Aside from that, again, it's been all Tigers here in the early going. 6:46 to play here before halftime. Mack Leftwich in the gun. He's going to keep it himself. No, yes, fakes the pass, keeps it himself indeed. 30, 25 to the 24-yard line. That is awfully tough to defend. He tucks it ready to run, pulls up ready to throw. Think of like your traditional option quarterback off the side, but with no running back with him. The option is to literally throw it to the sideline. Instead, keeps it himself for a gain of 8. He's up to 60 yards rushing already on 10 carries. Second and 2 from the Coatesville 25. Leftwich in the gun again. Back to pass, looking. He's got a man out there, now he's going to tuck it and keep it himself. He dives across the 25, near first down yardage. I believe he has it when they unpile. 55, Joe Phillips on the stop, along with 28, Isaiah Flamer. So, first down indeed. Yes, they move the chains, and they will snap it from the 22-yard line as Leftwich goes for 3. Mack Leftwich, again, headed to UTEP next year to play quarterback with Sean Kugler. Of course, Kugler, his son is the left tackle tonight, and he is headed to Michigan. Gave it to DeShanta straight ahead. He goes, spins, still on his feet at the 15, at the 10, stiff arm at the 5, dives for the pylon and scores. Alex DeShantis with a beautiful 22-yard run. Some missed tackles just beyond the line of scrimmage, and then DeShantis did the rest. Great balance to keep his footing, and then a stiff arm gave him the last 5 yards.
This is going to make it very, very tough for Coatesville.
Like I said, he's not the fastest guy on the field, but he is just an effective, tough runner. Kept his balance there and good strength to hold off the tacklers for the last 5 yards of it. Extra point. Ball is spotted. Kick is away, and it is good. 35-7, North Allegheny with 5:35 still to play here before halftime. What a drive here. Mack Leftwich, senior quarterback, is doing a little bit of everything, isn't he?
I'll tell you, North Allegheny is really kind of doing a little school here on how to play football. I mean, both sides of the ball, with the exception of the pooch kicking on the kickoff, which I don't think has done them any favors, and that one run back, they really have just played really good football, and God, their offense is just a precision machine. They just get up there and they run that play, and you know, with a couple of plays where they only maybe went for a yard or two, everything's been 5, 6 and more yards. It's just been a dominating performance, and you add to that the 2 terrible fumbles by Coatesville that were run back for touchdowns, and Coatesville hasn't been in this game after the first 5 minutes.
DeShantis with his 14th rushing touchdown on the season. He has been, again, the workhorse for the last couple of years now. Again, pressed into action in the 2010 state finals, essentially, when the first two running backs for the Tigers went down with injuries. Had a solid season last year as a junior when North Allegheny was knocked off in the semifinal, well, knocked off by Central Dauphin in the state semifinals. And, this year was averaging almost 7 yards per carry before he had an ankle-foot injury that slowed him a little bit mid-season. He's not had quite the burst or quite the yards per carry average since that time, but still clearly very effective. The 5'11", 200-pounder, getting it done all season long, and again here tonight in the state finals. So,
and I might add, when it comes to fans, Coatesville, I think, is the entire city here.
Yeah, it's a terrific turnout here. Wyomissing had a great crowd here earlier today. Coatesville has at least that number across the way here.
Maybe 30% more.
Again, tremendous, tremendous turnout. Great team and community support here, obviously. But, again, lots to be proud of, and this is part of what makes this weekend so much fun for us and special for the kids, most importantly. Just great community support. You see towns from all over the state just come out and support the kids in person, or if you're home listening live, or if you are going to pick this up on the archive after you get home tonight from being here in Hershey, then, again, we're thrilled to bring it, thrilled to be here, and it's just a whole lot of fun every weekend, or every year.
Every weekend
would be really a lot of fun, maybe too much. All right, squib kick again, and they angle towards the sidelines, and Coachville will let this one roll out of bounds. So it'll be an illegal procedure after Zielkowski kicks the kickoff out of bounds. But with a 35-7 lead, North Allegheny can live with the occasional mistake, and it probably, frankly, would be the bigger mistake to kick it deep to Worley and Boggs, even with a 4-touchdown lead. So Coatesville will try it again here. This offense has been fantastic all season long, especially of late in the last 6 weeks. But, again, in their last five games, 246 points for this Coatesville offense. So far tonight, just 7, and it came on a very short field after a long kick return. So, Emmett Hunt in the gun. Two receivers to his left. Worley to his right. Boggs is the motion man. Boggs takes the handoff on a jet sweep, looking for room across the 30. Oh, nice inside-outside move there. He stutter-stepped and left Zeiss grabbing it air. Steps out of bounds, I believe, just shy of the first down marker on that far sideline. We'll check the spot. Zeiss came up in a hurry to make the stop and just flat-out missed him. Good hesitation there. Stutter step from Boggs, and we will see. Oh, they're having a problem with the chain. That's why I can't see how close they are. Okay. Football will be spotted at the 42-yard line. Brings up second down and 3 after Boggs takes 7 on the jet sweep. Under center this time is Hunt. Give it to Worley. He is met almost immediately there by Jeremy Gonzalez. Gonzalez, one of the more active defensive linemen you'll see. He plays alongside Pat Kugler, who, of course, at his talent and so forth, they have to account for Big 57. At 6'5", 280, terrific pedigree. His older brother is playing offensive guard for Purdue. His father is now going to be the head coach at UTEP, a terrific player. But Gonzalez, while Kugler deals with double teams quite often, Gonzalez has had himself a whale of a year. I'll come back to that in a moment. 3rd and 3, Emmett Hunt in the gun, looking to his right, fires, it's deflected, knocked down by Brandon Lyon. Lyon on the pass rush, got his hands in the air, and that's now his 6th pass defense this season. He is at 6 foot, 190 pounds. He has good timing when he rushes, gets those hands in the air and knocks them down, and Coatesville has to be frustrated at this point. Another 3 and out, even after a 7-yard gain on first down. Hunt's second pass in a row that has fallen incomplete. He's now 4 out of 6. But I mentioned Jeremy Gonzalez has just been phenomenal. 75 tackles, 12 sacks from a defensive tackle this year, and 3 fumble recoveries. Hunt on to punt it again. Gets this one away. Much better effort this time. It's going to take a Coatesville roll. Terrific bounce for them. And they will mark it off, well, not quite as good as they hoped, at the 27-yard line. So 31 on the punt for Hunt, and the North Allegheny offense will huddle on the sideline and hustle out onto the field. They will operate from the left hash mark, 1st and 10 at their own 27, still 4:37 to play here in the half. They have all 3 timeouts, and they are 1 score away from putting a mercy rule into effect here.
For the second half,
right. So, North Allegheny, a well-oiled machine thus far. They've scored on all but 1 of their drives. And here's Leftwich in the shotgun, back to pass, looking, firing to the right flat, has his man complete to the tight end, Lyon, who is tripped up nicely by Totteram after a gain of 8. If he steps out of that tackle, he's going a long way. They caught Coatesville in man-to-man coverage there, and Lyon almost got free. His second catch of the night goes for 8, and Leftwich stays hot here. 84 yards throwing it, 7 out of 9 passing. Leftwich under center this time. Lyon motions from right to left, and now they give it to DeShantis. He has stood up and then still fights his way out of one tackle and spins his way for a first down out to the 38-yard line. Stephen Pauling met him right in the hole there. And still, DeShantis powers his way out of trouble there, picks up three
and a first
four
down.
And a first down.
Yep.
Nice work there from the 200-pound senior. Backs are split this time. More of a pro set. Lyon moves as a tight end to the right side. Back to pass, five-step drop, fires down the seam. Lyon's got it on a tight end dump. Big hit from Stocker again, but Lyon hangs on and has it in Coatesville territory at the 46. 16 more for Lyon, who's going to beg out of the game there, and understandably so. He took a heavy, heavy hit from Stocker. But Leftwich, great touch on the ball there. Just float it up there. Count on your receiver to go get it right down the seam. Edwards checks in at tight end for Lyon. Baum split to the left. Conacher to the right. Garrity's going to be in there at the slot right.
Coatesville needs a turnover or something fierce here.
First and 10 from the Coatesville 47. Garrity motions right to left. Back is Leftwich. Looking, all sorts of time all day. Now running out of time and out of trouble. But blockers in front. 40, 35, down to the 33. Gain of 14 more. And
that should have been a loss of 5. I mean, it just, he got out of that. And
the secondary has to be just scratching their heads at this point. Pauling tracks him down finally at the 33-yard line, but terrific coverage. He had all day to throw it, and they had them covered up beautifully in the back seven. But containment broke down, and Leftwich takes 14 more. First and 10 at the 32. Leftwich rolling back, backside screen, beautifully designed. Blockers in front for DeShantis. 25-20, down the near sideline to the 15, and stumbles down to the 12. 20 more on the screen pass, and that is a very sophisticated-looking call, isn't it?
Mm.
My goodness, this is a clinic at this point on the offensive
big time.
Side of the ball.
You know, it just reminds me of sometimes you're the fly and sometimes you're the windshield, and boy.
Cox.
Poor Coatesville.
Again, all of this with no huddle. All of this with signals flashed in from the sideline, substitutions galore. Edwards checks in, tight end to the right, Cox to the left. Third tight end and motion man is Lyon. They give it to the tailback, DeShantis. Ball is loose. Scramble for it, and I think Coatesville's on it. Let's see. DeShantis took a big-time shot, and on top of the football, I don't see who picked it up, but Coatesville is on it. We'll see if Paul Heisey can figure out who's on top of the football. Tyler Burke with the big hit or the recovery. Burke with the hit, and we'll see who came up with it in a moment. But, wow, DeShantis looked like he was in big time. He looked like he was finding some space there. But boy, a hit came out of nowhere. Ball pops out of the 10-yard line, and now Coatesville trying to get something going. First and 10 at their 10-yard line. Emmett Hunt on the delay. Give is to the tailback. This is Worley. Inside, outside cut, and with speed across the 30. 45-40, needs a block. Worley is going to go! My goodness! This is 89 yards down the far sideline for Daquan Worley. No flags. Beautiful inside, outside cut, and just like that, Coatesville answers. Now, still have a deep hole to dig out of, but how about that for a highlight-type run?
Well, and they went from being looking at a mercy rule in the second half and being down 42-7 to now where it's a 35-14, well, with the extra point, 35-14 game. What a turnaround in less than 10, 15 seconds.
That, if you blinked, you missed it. And that cut that he made at about the 25-yard line, then got a nice block downfield from Chris Jones to spring him. Jones and the other receivers really do pride themselves on their downfield blocking, a big improvement for Coatesville in the last year. Extra point on the way from Bowenbach is up and good, and then he takes a big shot afterwards, and the officials are talking things over, but still no flag. Bowenbach ended up on his face 3 yards behind the line where he kicked it, but no flags, and here we are, 35-14 with 2:07 still to be played in the first half. Points galore, 49 points in the first half already, and Daquan Worley just electrified that far sideline over there. He now has 10 carries for 148 yards already, 89 of it on that last run.
That was a great run. That was just, as you pointed out, downfield blocking. He did, made some great moves. You know, North Allegheny was there to pick it up, but there was just, it just didn't work out for North Allegheny. There just weren't enough men out there, and it was just a great run. He really turned on the Rockets. I mean, this has been an impressive performance for Coatesville relative to how far down and out they are, and they have, I can't say they've put themselves back in this game, but they've stopped the bleeding, I guess, at this stage of the game. Now, of course, the key will be in the next 2 minutes is to keep North Allegheny out of the end zone and go into the half with a 35-14 game.
North Allegheny still with all three timeouts and an opportunity here to get that score back. Again, just moments ago, I mean, DeShantis had, you know, they'd put together four or five beautifully run plays. DeShantis at the 10-yard line with a little bit of a hole off that left side, and suddenly the ball popped out with a big hit from Tyler Burke. But again, you see where Coatesville and how quickly Coatesville can score. And if you are a fan or a player for, say, Wissahickon, Neshaminy, Springford, LaSalle, you've seen the you're not unfamiliar with what Coatesville is able to do in the blink of an eye. High end-over-end kick. It's going to come down to Conacher at the 10-yard line. Gets a little bit of a wedge at the 20. Dances to his left, still on his feet. Missed tackle there initially, but Stocker downfield again on the stop. This young man's just a sophomore, number 15, but we've called his name how many times tonight on tackles? That is his 10th tackle of the first half. Tremendous effort here in the early going. But from a Coatesville standpoint, you'd also say, boy, you don't want your free safety leading you in tackles. That means that's happening well too past deep. The line of scrimmage.
Yep.
In most cases, but Stocker's been in on a couple of special teams hits as well. First and 10 from the 25-yard line. Here's North Allegheny with another crack at it, still leading by 21. Back to pass is Leftwich, looking all day to throw it. Well covered, still checked down to Conacher, who steps out of bounds on that far sideline, a couple yards shy of a first down. They'll give him the 32-yard line for a gain of 7. His second catch of the evening, Conacher now with 24 yards. And Leftwich, again, just absolutely on fire. He is 10 out of 12 throwing the football for 127 yards and a score. Leftwich in the gun again. Conacher to the left, Garrity split right. Now they flood to the right side as they motion Conacher that way to the near side of the field. Back is Leftwich, pressure from the backside. Ball is stripped! It's stripped, but Leftwich pounces on it very well. Oh, big pass rush from Boykin. Credit him with a sack on the play and a forced fumble, but a heads-up play there. And Boykin is he is one of the favorites here for head coach Matt Ortega and the Coatesville fans. He has been just absolutely terrific at defensive tackle. He is undersized at just 5'10" and 220 pounds, but he has a motor that just does not quit, and almost came up with another huge play there for Coatesville. Loss of 7 on the play. It's going to bring up 3rd down and 10. Leftwich under center. Conacher motions right to left. Two tight ends. Quick hit to the fullback. This is DeShantis. Spins away from one man, but they grab him from behind. Dylan Morgan stops him. And now, with 59 seconds to play before halftime, 4th and long upcoming, and Coatesville will call timeout and get their offense potentially back on the field. And let's see what happens.
Right.
Coatesville with a... We know they have a quick strike offense, and that offense will be back on the field to receive the second half kickoff. Can you believe that if they could punch some points on the board here and get the ball to start the second half? My goodness. Hard to believe that this actually could be a very tight game all of a sudden.
Yeah, because we were thinking about how do we call this for the second half of the mercy rule,
Again, North Allegheny was about 10 yards away from putting the mercy rule in effect,
and
almost.
It won't be in effect for the second half, but
right.
Once it's in effect, I don't care how well you do, it doesn't stop.
Right.
So, you know, that's pretty much death now for any team. Although, in all fairness, if you're up by 35 points, what are the odds you could come back anyway? And that's the idea.
Well, Coatesville will play with those odds, it seems. And on to punt for the first time is North Allegheny. 23 minutes it took Coatesville to force a punt, but there's Henderson standing deep awaiting the punt snap at his 14. Boggs and Jones, ever dangerous, standing deep around their 35-yard line. Henderson steps into it. Low line drive kick's going to come towards Boggs. Takes a hop towards him, and then a tough bounce away from him. No, Boggs does pick it up. Tries to make something happen here, and he's dragged down. He'll lose a couple of yards here, but again,
that's when a coach goes out and says, "What are you doing?"
But in all fairness, Boggs at this point, he and all the Coatesville players looking to make something happen here, and so risk reward. Well, he didn't. He held on to the football, so losing a couple yards probably doesn't hurt you much with only 46 seconds to play here before halftime. Coatesville down to their final timeout as well. Could be a factor here as they start from their 30-yard line. Hunt in the gun. Two receivers to either side. Takes the low snap. Back to pass. Has time. Heavy hit from behind. Lyon punishes him. And down he goes. Loss of 7 on the play. Brandon Lyon just laid him out. Never had a chance. Hunt never saw him coming. Hustling back now is Coatesville offense to get things going. 27 seconds, 26 seconds, 2nd and 17, back is Hunt. Firing to the outside, completes it on the near side to Stocker, cuts inside, ball is, and now the clock will continue to run. 17 seconds, 16 seconds, 15 seconds, going to bring up 3rd down, and then they finally call timeout. Stocker trying to make something happen, but maybe would have been wiser to step out of bounds.
This is where, of course, he didn't have time. This is where the coach has to tell his players, we don't need the extra 2 yards. We need the clock. Just run out of bounds. Don't play with it. Unless you see, an ability to streak to the end zone in a clear field of green, you got to go out of bounds and give us another play. I can't tell you how many times I've seen the Eagles pull the same stunt. So, but in high school, you do tend to remind your players a lot, and that's exactly what the coach is going to tell his running backs now. We're going to run towards the sidelines, get out of bounds. I don't want 2 yards. I want the clock stop.
3 sacks for this North Allegheny defense thus far in the first half. And Coatesville is looking to make a big play here. But North Allegheny at this point, they have 4 or 5 defensive backs on the field, playing way, way off the line of scrimmage, basically an umbrella defense, 4 deep here, well off the line of scrimmage, just saying, hey, don't let anybody behind you. Sometimes easier said than done. Hunt will be under center. Single setback is Worley. Back to pass is Hunt with 13 seconds left. Oh. Under heavy pressure again. He is hit, still holding on to the football, though, and then he is driven backwards by Kugler, and then a flag come. No flag on the play, and now here's a little battle, yeah. Coachville's defensive line are looking to stand up for their quarterback a little bit there. The whistle was perhaps late in coming in the eyes of the Coachville players there. Hunt was stood up and then driven backwards about 10 yards and then thrown to the ground. And again, they're going to talk things over here.
Well, I would think that what the ref saw was the Coachville player push.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Oh, yeah, there's basically a retaliation penalty coming against Coatesville of 15 yards for unnecessary roughness post-play. But they will check, and I think they're going to put 5 seconds back on the clock. They're going to put a few seconds back on the clock here. We're trying to sort this out here in the booth and waiting for a signal downfield. And post-play, after another sack of Emin Hunt. Oh, personal foul called against both teams. They offset, and so the North Allegheny side is saying, no, they are not pleased with that call. They think this was should have been a retaliatory penalty, but certainly there was some rough stuff going on before that.
Well, there was a late hit on the quarterback after he was down, but I didn't see a flag fly, and then the play was over, and the players got up, and there was a push by Coatesville, and that's when the flag was thrown. So
2 seconds, 1 second, and they will not get a snap off. Okay. So they put 5 seconds back on the clock, but Coatesville could not get lined up, could not run one more play, and they will take it to the locker room. Coatesville trailing 35-14, an incredible performance, all things considered, but really, more than anything, an opportunistic performance. by North Allegheny. Certainly they saw some very efficient offense, but more importantly, two defensive touchdowns in the first quarter put Coatesville in a 21-0 hole. They've fought back since, but 35-14, the Tigers. Well on their way thus far to a second title in 3 years, but can Coatesville turn it around? If there's any team in the state that can score in a hurry and do so, this would be it. So, glad you're sticking with us. It's 35-14, but still don't have the feeling that this thing is anywhere close to being over.
Yep.
So, with that in mind, we're going to take a short time out. Here's some words from a few of our sponsors. Be back with a halftime guest, a halftime show on the field, and a whole lot more. So, stick with us. You're listening live to High School Football. The PIAA State Finals at the 4A level, Coatesville and North Allegheny, here on HavenFootball.net.
Hi, this is Mike Mayer, one of the broadcasters for today's PIAA Championship game. I bet many of you listening today have said to yourself, boy, I wish we could broadcast our high school games on the internet. Well, you can, and it's much easier than you think with the help of the people from EasyStream. Brian and I have been broadcasting high school games for a few years now, and the technical part couldn't be easier because EasyStream does all the hard stuff. All you need is a laptop computer and less than $300 worth of headsets and other equipment and an internet access. You simply dial up the EasyStream server online and boom, you're broadcasting online, just like that. EasyStream even archives all the games as well, so fans, relatives, even the players themselves can go online and listen to the game anytime, anywhere in the world. Go to www.easystream.com and take a look. Broadcasting on the internet made easy with EasyStream.
The Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association, the PIAA, is a nonprofit corporation and a voluntary membership organization. The members of the PIAA consist of almost all of the public and many of the private junior high, middle schools, and senior high schools in Pennsylvania. The function of the PIAA is to develop and enforce rules regulating interscholastic athletic competition, which are authorized or adopted by the member schools. The PIAA was formed in Pittsburgh in 1913, and today consists of more than 1,450 schools, representing nearly 350,000 athletes at all levels, and fulfills the following functions. They establish and enforce rules governing the eligibility of high school athletes. They adopt the contest rules for each sport under their jurisdiction. They train over 13,000 officials to officiate a contest in which PIAA member schools participate. They organize and operate statewide championship contests in 11 girls' sports and 11 boys' sports. All of this is accomplished using revenue collected from championship games and without any federal or state funds. The PIAA, Pennsylvania high school sports at its best.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Hershey Park Stadium in beautiful Hershey, Pennsylvania, and we've certainly seen worse weather for state finals. This has been a really nice, nice weekend. Cool temperatures, but not overbearing. The weather is fine. There is no precipitation. It is just a fantastic night for football, and it's really the second nice day in a row we've had. So, again, always a bittersweet day, the last day of high school football season for us, but we always have a good time with it, and one of the big parts of this weekend for us is really to get together with people from all over the state just to say hi again and, of course, talk football for about 48 hours, but also to say a big thank you to so many people from around the state who help us all year long. And we have a representative from the western half of the state, and Matt Farrago from the Champ Sports Network and so forth. You might have heard him on the 12th Man, from time to time, Prep Nation Radio, but he calls a number of games during the season and has seen it North Allegheny a handful of times. Matt, thank you, first of all, for again, chiming in and chipping in for, on short notice here tonight at halftime, but also, you know, all season long, we've been saying to everybody who's been a guest here, we can't prepare for these games without everybody chipping in, whether that's just in these days leading up to the finals, but really all season long just contributing to the radio shows and everything else. But thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, for sure. And, yeah, it's one of those things where you don't have a lot of this preparation where you're just handed a big packet of information and statistics. It's a lot of research, a lot of asking, guys. So it's definitely a lengthy process, to say the least.
Certainly. And, you know, to get ready for eight teams in about 6 days and so forth and to call four games is so much really more fun than anything. We don't want to make it sound like work because we know what real work is, and it's not this. So, again, this is more a hobby than anything. But, you know, one of the things that we really enjoy, you know, speaking with you and others about are, of course, the teams that you don't get to see in person. You're out west. You aren't getting to see Coatesville in person every week, for instance. But on the flip side of things, we don't get to see North Allegheny either. So, you know, tell us a little bit. You've seen North Allegheny for years now. But, you know, how does this team look relative to, say, the 2010 state champs from a couple of years ago that was a powerhouse, but maybe in a little different way?
Well, probably the number one thing that's comparable between 2010 and 2012 teams is it's the same coach on the sideline. It's Art Walker coach team, and they give you get what you expect from Art Walker, and I think maybe this team is a little bit more conducive to being able to play fundamental football and being able to be a little bit more fresh with their play, and I think this first half definitely proved that.
Certainly, they mix it up very well this year and so forth. Certainly, there's a different, more balanced approach than that 2010 team. We were talking before the game, that 2010 team, as talented as it was, basically just bullied everybody all over the field and did the same to LaSalle in that final, where they basically everyone in the park knew that they're going to run it and get 3 or 4 yards on every carry and occasionally try something a little different and snuck in a few trick plays against LaSalle to set up touchdowns. But here they are tonight, multiple formations, no huddle, shotgun, a quarterback who can throw it as well or better maybe than he runs it. And so, you know, this is I used the word a couple of times in the first half here to say this is just a sophisticated looking offense.
It really is. It's a multiple style offense. They can run multiple formations, as you mentioned, and you know, you mentioned that 2010 team. That was a team that liked to run the football and did it without their leading rusher. Alex
right.
Papson was out for that game, but this year they like throwing the football a little bit more. Mac Lefwich a little bit more conducive to that. Even with his height, he
right.
still is able to. You saw that first play from scrimmage. Well, the ball 65 yards
right.
without a problem.
Right.
Of course, overshooting his wide receiver, but at the same time, being able to do what they do is really why they're here, is because no matter what a defense is throwing at you, if you're going to put eight guys in the box and try to slow down Alex Deshaunis and company, we really haven't got to see the running game so far tonight, but if you're going to put eight guys in the box and try to stop that, they're going to open the field out and spread it around. You know, you got 10 wide receivers that have had multiple receptions or double-digit receptions this year. He likes to spread the ball around, and they've been able to do that this year.
Able to do it this year and able to do it tonight in the first half. Six different receivers caught a pass just in the first half alone. Deshaunis, again, not eye-popping numbers, but we mentioned him as a contributor as well. We saw him pressed into action in the state final as a sophomore with really two of their two leading rushers that year knocked out of action. And talk about his development a little bit. You know, again, not spectacular, not eye-popping numbers, but just flat-out effective, a very good high school player.
Yeah, over 1,000 yards rushing this season, and he is. It's exactly right. He's effective, and he is really what sets up Mac Lefwich in being successful in the passing game, and it's been that way for the last few, and it's great to see a sophomore get a state championship opportunity. He got it and was able to run with it literally and figuratively, and now being able to see here, and of course he wants to put his mark on it. Talking with him pre-game, he remembers what it was like as a sophomore, but wanted wanting to put his senior stamp on things as well.
He did that with a 22-yard scoring run in this first half. And, you know, you can't, for all the numbers and so forth that you can attribute to the skill positions and the backs and receivers, you cannot do it without that massive offensive line. And, of course, you know, there are several on there that are very impressive, but none more so on the offensive side of the ball than Pat Kugler. Talk a little bit about what he can do.
Pat Kugler was a member of our Best of the Batch preseason team. We took a number of the WPL athletes to Heinz Field. They got recognized pregame during a Pittsburgh Steeler game. And, of course, he kept running up to some of the players that getting ready for the game and high-fiving them. And I was kind of looking at him, and then I had to remember that his father's the offensive line coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But he is the total package, and you don't get Big Ten offers and going to go play in the big house at Michigan if you're not that total package. He really anchors both sides of the line for this North Allegheny team, and Mac Lefkowitz needs to take him out consistently on a consistent basis to keep him happy.
Certainly, again, a terrific performance from this offensive line in the early going. But really, speaking of the first half in particular, this offense is a well-oiled machine. We've seen them time and time again score a ton of points. But Coatesville, on the defensive side of the ball, did get a couple of stops there. Forced a big one before the half there, and forced a punt, did nothing with it, ran out of time at the end and so forth. But really, the biggest plays of this game were the opportunistic Tiger defense. Those two fumbles that are returned for a touchdown, if those don't happen, this game looks very, very different.
Absolutely. It's those fluky plays that, you know, you can't do that in state championship football games, and North Allegheny is a team that's going to take advantage of mistakes. They've done that, and that's why they have the lead that they do at the half. But you're right. If those don't happen, this game's completely different, and we're even talking downstairs. They could punch that in here. We're talking about a moving clock when we begin
right
this second half, and that was a big avoiding for Coatesville, at least at the time, to be able to come out here in the second half and know that you're not going to be going up against not only the North Allegheny squad, but a running clock as well.
Right. We mentioned the same thing up here. Tyler Burke forcing that fumble at the 10-yard line. North Allegheny literally 10 yards away from a running clock. And then Worley with a big run has this at 35-14. And Coatesville will get the football to start the second half. What are your impressions, you know, going into the second half for North Allegheny to hang on here? What does that look like? Do you expect that it'll be more of the slow the game down, we'll run it, run it, run it, or do you still expect to see that run-pass mix?
Well, I think your coach speak coming into the second half would be, you know, run the clock, methodical, just be able to control the possession, control the football, and win the field possession battle. But knowing Art Walker, not exactly how he likes to do things. He likes going for it on fourth down, not saying he will now, but he likes to be a little bit more in, you know, continue to play to win and not play to be able to hold on to this win. And I think that's something that we're probably going to get to see here in the third quarter and beyond from Art Walker. I mean, he's been here and he's done it time and time before. And I think you're going to see definitely one of those offenses where you're going to see this pretty much the same thing you saw in the first half.
So they may spread it around, they may mix some pass and run, but either way, we will probably still be in for a treat here. Some second half fireworks. If it's anything close to the show we saw in the first, we'll be busy, we'll be excited, and again, the final 24 minutes of football here in the 2012 season, we're going to stretch this for as long as we can, or so we think, right?
No, that's fine.
But yeah, let's not be crazy about it. Okay.
Don't do that to me.
We have to drive along.
Four-hour drive back to Pittsburgh tonight.
So. There are a bunch of us driving home later tonight. But, again, we're going to take a short moment to thank, once again, Matt Fargo from the Champ Sports Network for sharing a couple minutes with us tonight, sharing all season long with statewide listeners. Just a great deal of information, a great set of eyes on the field, on many fields this year, actually. And again, we thank him for a couple of minutes here. So with that in mind, we're going to take a short time out, be back for halftime stats, and we have a whole lot more to talk about leading into the final half of action, or at least of regulation here in the 4A final. Stick with us. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening live to High School Finals on HavenFootball.net.
The PIAA would like to thank this year's football sponsors. Nike, official football apparel and footwear sponsor. Wilson Sporting Goods, official football of the PIAA. Mid-Atlantic Dairy Association, representing over 7,500 dairy farmers. MedExpress, for an injury or illness that requires fast attention, think MedExpress.
Clear Gear Sports Spray, makers of disinfectant and deodorizing spray for sports equipment. Turkey Hill Experience. Learn all about Turkey Hill and the products they make. Snyder's of Hanover, America's pretzel bakery since 1909. And Max Preps, America's source for high school sports.
The Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association was founded almost 100 years ago. The PIAA, with members of over 1,450 Pennsylvania schools, representing more than 350,000 student-athletes, and maintained rules and criteria for over 14,000 game officials. The PIAA organizes 20 major sports tournaments and 45 high school state championships every year, attracting over 800,000 fans. High School Sports in Pennsylvania is the PIAA.
The world of Internet sports broadcasting is rapidly expanding into the amateur ranks. Schools, high school and college, as well as minor league sports clubs, are finding out about the hottest new streamer on the planet, EasyStream.com. In just minutes, your crew can have its sporting events live and on the Internet. For more information, call 800-866-7510 or log on to EasyStream.com. EasyStream, streaming made easy.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Hershey Park Stadium, where the score is currently Coatesville 14 and North Allegheny 35. It's been an interesting first half. We're going to be coming back to the second half, but in the meantime, December 7th was Pearl Harbor Day, and we have a little commemorative we did a few years ago that we're going to play, and certainly in light of the events, the terrible events in Connecticut, brings new meaning to the sacrifices that sometimes we're called to make. Certainly I'm not implying that that's what happened in Connecticut, but it was just a way to remember the people that gave the ultimate commitment during World War II, and it started in Pearl Harbor. So here's our commemorative for Pearl Harbor that we did back in 2007. This date, 66 years ago, December 7th, 1941, fell on a Sunday. Most Americans were doing chores, and many were listening to the radio, as television had yet to be introduced to the consumer. The world was becoming a dangerous place, with Hitler's Germany on the march in Europe, and the Empire of Japan invading China, and making threatening noises towards other countries in Asia. Like Sundays today, many Americans were listening to a Sunday football game.
Up to his left, he's over the 10. Nice block there by Lehman. Cuff still going. He's up to the 25. And now he's hit and hit hard about the 27-yard line. Bruiser Kennard made the tackle.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press. Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. Stay tuned to WOR for further developments, which will be broadcast immediately as received.
The next day, President Franklin Roosevelt addressed a joint session of Congress and the entire American people via radio to request that war be declared.
Mr. Vice President, Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph, so help us God.
Americans, who were desperate to avoid another world war, were in shock. Although they had made their intentions known to the world, that they had no interest in the European or Asian war, they had been attacked nonetheless. That generation of Americans, a product of terrible sacrifice of the Great Depression, were once again called on to an even more terrible sacrifice. More than 400,000 Americans would give their lives over the next 4 years.
and more than 72 million military and civilian deaths would occur worldwide. The generation of Americans who first fought poverty and hunger through the Great Depression would go on to preserve freedom and democracy for us and the world. They have become known as the Great Generation. It is therefore appropriate that as we enjoy our freedoms today, that we honor and acknowledge their sacrifices of yesterday on this Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th, 2007.
Welcome back to the second half of today's PIAA Pennsylvania Championship football game. Today's game is brought to you by the Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association, a membership organization of over 1,450 schools representing over 350,000 student-athletes. Pennsylvania high school sports at its best. That's the PIAA. And EasyStream.com. Broadcasting your high school sporting events on the Internet has never been easier. Let EasyStream.com show you how to do it. EasyStream.com, streaming made easy. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to the second half of action. We are moments away from the second half kickoff. North Allegheny, 35. Coatesville 14 here in the Quad A State Finals. Coatesville will get the ball to start this second half, trailing by three scores. Two of those scores came courtesy of fumbles and return touchdowns for the Tigers of North Allegheny, and that is really the big story of this first half. North Allegheny ties a Quad A State Final record with 28 points in the first quarter. It was 28-7 before you could blink. And Coatesville, since that time, has played them pretty much even. But, again, two defensive touchdowns for the Tigers, the big difference thus far. Some of the halftime statistics, I say played pretty much even, not entirely true from a statistical standpoint either. North Allegheny, 249 yards of total offense in that first half, 112 on the ground, 137 through the air. That run-pass balance that has been there all season, continuing to play out that way tonight. 12 out of 15 passing for Matt Leftwich. He has those 12 out of 15 completions, along with a touchdown pass to open the scoring, an 8-yard toss to Skyler Cox. And Mac Leftwich in total has 137 yards, net passing yards to go with that touchdown pass. On the receiving end of things for North Allegheny, again, we mentioned at halftime, six different receivers. Zach Lyon, three catches for 38 yards at his tight end spot. Three grabs for Greg Garrity Jr. for 23 scores. Brendan Conacher, two catches for 24 yards. Cox has two for 18 and the touchdown. Alex DeShantis, one catch for 19 yards. And Greg Baum has one for 15 yards and a first down. The interceptions, well, none to speak of. Neither quarterback has thrown a pick. Emmett Hunt, 5 out of 7 throwing it, but for just 48 yards. And for a guy who has nearly 3,000 yards passing, it's been a tougher sledding. He's had a hard time getting pass protection. He's been sacked 5 times in the first half. Frankly, does not allow him time to get his receivers down the field and make plays. So most of the receiving and totals here of the short variety. Dre Boggs, two catches, but for just 11 yards. Tyler Burke on the opening play of the game, offensive play of the game for Coatesville, had their biggest play in the passing game. One catch for 22 yards down the seam to the tight end. Jay Stocker, one catch for 11 yards near the end of the first half. Chris Jones, one catch for just 4 yards. And again, Jones is a guy that North Allegheny clearly does not want to get loose. He came in with 68 catches for 1,490 yards and 25 touchdowns. Jones, those 1,490 yards this season are the most ever by any Quad A receiver in a season. 25 touchdowns are second all-time in Pennsylvania. Only Kevin Goulias of Allentown Central Catholic has more touchdowns in a season. And Jones, really in his last 2 years, is second only to Gulyas in total touchdown, total receiving touchdowns. He has 38 receiving touchdowns in the last 27 games. So again, phenomenal numbers coming in for Chris Jones. He's getting looks from a number of 1AA schools like Villanova and UMass and so forth, as is Emmett Hunt. But credit that North Allegheny defense for slowing down this Coatesville passing game to a large degree thus far. So, a couple other quick numbers here. Running the football, this has been the bright spot for Coatesville. Daquan Worley, the junior, 10 carries for 124 yards, including an 89-yard touchdown run. And, again, he's been excellent, actually, throughout the first half. And the offensive line has opened up some decent holes for him in the running game. And at this point, they have to figure out a way to spring him and others free, but do it in a big hurry, trailing by 3 scores. North Allegheny, on the other hand, again, just do more of the same. If they can keep Coatesville in check and avoid the big play, take care of the football the way they have thus far, to the tune of 15 first downs in the first half to just 4 for Coatesville, then, hey, they're going to be in good shape. North Allegheny possessed the ball for 14 minutes and 17 seconds of that first half. Coatesville, just 9:43.
And when you consider two defensive pickups of a fumble running back for touchdowns, it shows you they dominated on offense and you know, defense scored those extra 2 touchdowns. If it wasn't for those, this would be a much closer game. But the bottom line is there's a 21-point spread. North Allegheny is going to kick off now, and Coatesville is going to have to come back and make that a 14-point spread.
Short end-over-end kick to start things. Angles right out of bounds. And again, there's another illegal procedure penalty against North Allegheny, and something tells me again that they are just fine with that. They do not want to kick it near Boggs or Worley, either of those deep men. And they will start. Coatesville will start things first and 10 at their own 35, or will they?
Where are they going?
They're
going to
go back and kick this again. Were they not set?
Or
okay.
Is there an option on that penalty? What
were they not ready? Okay, I don't know.
Oh, well, the umpires maybe know. The referees weren't ready.
Okay.
Illegal procedure.
Illegal procedure, yes. Okay. And they're going to have them re-kick. Okay.
Okay. I've never seen anybody ask for a re-kick. I didn't know it was an option.
So, head coach Matt Ortega says, now kick it again. Maybe they won't kick it out of bounds. Maybe they'll give us a chance to return it with any number of talented backs who stand back there. Again, Isaiah Flamer set up the first Coatesville touchdown with a run back all the way to the 6-yard line, and he is one of your up men standing at about the 40-yard line. Boggs and Worley stand deep in front of him. In front of them, rather, are Vinny Williams. And this one's going to come down to number 3, Rajir Miles Eubanks, and he goes straight up the middle across the 40, out to about the 42-yard line. Well, so, again, pretty good field position to start things for Coatesville, moving left to right as we start this third quarter.
They netted 7 out of the deal, so, or 6, I guess.
What a job by the front line of North Allegheny in that first half. The pass rush just tremendous. Emmett Hunt with very little time to throw the football, and when... Well, and really, just as importantly, little time to get things, get his receivers down the field. Skudrich in on that last tackle, along with number 91, Paul Blendinger. First down. Play fake. Back. They're looking at the right flat, throwing it over the head, and it is caught by Boggs. He has room 40, 50, 45. Boggs cuts at the 40 and down to the 35.
Wow.
Hunt barely got that over the outstretched hand of Brandon Lyon, and Boggs rips off a bundle down to the 33-yard line. Gain of 26.
Lyon sniffed that out, saw it coming, but just was slightly out of position to stop it.
Call it 27 on the catch and run for Boggs. Back is Hunt looking, firing to the right flat this time. Chris Jones getting involved across the 35, down near the 30, and he's ridden down there by Elijah Zeiss. Gain of maybe only 2 that time. Took a little wide receiver screen and said, see what you can do with it.
No huddle again.
No surprise, really. There's nobody covering Chris Jones in the slot right now if they snap it in a hurry. Now North Allegheny seems to adjust. Back is Hunt. Turn. Give on the draws to Worley. Across the 30, 25, up the right sideline at the 20. Steps out of bounds, but not before he picks up another. Coatesville first down to the 19. 11 yards for Worley. So,
Coatesville's doing what they're exactly
doing what
need
they
to
do.
Do.
Yep, that's right. Good start here for the Red Raiders. Hunt in the gun again. Three receivers to his left. Give it to Worley off the right side. Bounces out to the 15 and is run out of bounds. Clock will stop as he steps out at the 13-yard line. Give him seven more. Third and three. I'm sorry, second and three upcoming. Wow. This is going to be a track meet if Coatesville has anything to say about it.
Right.
Again, North Allegheny with a three-touchdown lead here in the third quarter, 35-14. They would like the game to slow down, in effect. Second and four from the 13. This is Hunt under center this time. Boggs slot left. Jones split right. Gives to Worley straight up the middle, and he is ridden down by big 62 in black and gold. That's Taylor Nixer, 6'4", 235-pound senior. And Worley is stopped at the 11-yard line. We'll bring a third down in about two.
I think Coatesville fans, maybe the biggest crowd I've seen since we've been doing this, that they tell me that each of the sections is 1,000 people, and they get at least 5,000 here.
Wow.
So that's
yeah,
a pretty
that's
big crowd.
Yeah, that's a big crowd over there across the way on the visitor side. Third down and a long two. Hunt under center. Two tight ends in the game. Jones to the left. Gave us to Worley. Not much doing there. Edwards in the backfield to meet him in a hurry. Gets the line of scrimmage and not much else. It's going to bring up fourth and two. Coatesville trailing by three scores here. Field goal, not much of an option.
Yeah, I wouldn't even bother with it.
Nice job by Kevin Edwards to avoid a block. 215-pound linebacker, senior co-captain. Got back there in a hurry. Coatesville started this drive at their own 41. Play 7 upcoming here with 9:42 and counting to play in the third quarter.
Got 8 seconds on play clock.
7 seconds, 6 seconds. Hunt under center, and now timeout called by Coatesville. They want to talk it over. Had to think things over quite a bit here. This is maybe the biggest play of their season, trying to get back into the game here. And did not want to rush things and make sure, you know, you can't get a delay of game penalty at in a circumstance like this.
No,
you've had
not when you're this close.
A number of positive plays here to start the second half, namely Hunt to Boggs for 26 yards off that left side, followed by a couple of nice runs from Worley. Coatesville needs a big play now.
Well, and you know what? Now you're seeing North Allegheny line up. They're using like a 3-2. They're spreading them out much more. They were playing the box really tight. Now they really have to honor that passing game. You see it when North Allegheny, steps up, that they've spread themselves out pretty good to try to cover possibilities. And that's giving Coatesville some opportunities, which they are definitely taking advantage of.
9:35 to play in the third. Coatesville comes out of the timeout with Hunt under center. North Allegheny jumps into position. Four-man front for the Tigers. Eight in the box. Worley. Single setback. Motion man is Jones. Back to pass is Hunt. Fire into the flat. Complete. Spinning forward and diving for the goal line is Burke. They're going to mark him down just shy.
Ooh.
Tyler Burke with a grab, taking it down to the 1 yard line. Gain of 10 on his second catch of the day. Nice delivery from Hunt.
Oh, yeah.
Emmett Hunt had players in his face again.
I was going to say it was in traffic. There really was a lot of flowing around. He got the ball there and almost a touchdown.
Hunt, 7 out of 9 for 84 yards passing the football. First and goal to go for Coatesville. Power eye in front of Worley who dots it. And now there's a tail. I think North Allegheny jumped again.
Yep.
They've had a couple of encroachment penalties, both of them inside the 1 yard line, which is to almost no benefit of Coatesville here.
You know, the only benefit it must be is I think it causes the defense to wait that extra split second to get off the ball on the next play, and when you're that close, that gives Coatesville the advantage of popping it in.
Maybe sitting back on their heels now after the encroachment penalty, but Coatesville, first and goal to go about 18 inches away. Power eye look. Hunt's going to dive and take it in himself for the second time tonight. Emmett Hunt's one-yard plunge comes at 8:53 of this third quarter, and the Red Raider Nation across the way has something to cheer about.
Well, they're back in this game, realistically. They're down with this extra point. They'll be down by 14, and there's a whole, you know, quarter and three quarters to go, so plenty of time. The real key is going to be now with the North Allegheny getting the ball. What's the Coatesville defense going to be able to do?
A 59-yard drive, a couple of key plays in there, a pass to Boggs for 26, a fourth and two conversion to Tyler Burke, and then Emmett Hunt's one-yard dive. Punches it in. High end over end. Extra point. Plenty of leg and plenty straight for John Bolenbach. And your score now, 35-21, North Allegheny on top of Coatesville. We'll see if the Tigers can answer when we come back early in the third quarter. Stick with us. You're listening live to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by the PIAA and HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without the consent of the PIAA and HavenFootball.net is prohibited.
Want your school or club sporting events on the internet in just minutes? Log on to EasyStream.com and find out. That's EasyStream.com. Easy Stream, streaming made easy.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004 NFL linebacker, reminding you you're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
A 59-yard drive for Coatesville to start this second half has given the Red Raiders some life. 35-21 now, North Allegheny still with a comfortable lead and about to get the football back. But can the Coatesville defense come out and make some plays like the offense did just a moment ago? Emmett Hunt's second running touchdown tonight. Easy for me to say. He has 2 1-yard plunges for the Raiders. High end over end kick's going to come down to Brendan Conacher at the 14-yard line, looking for room up the left side. Has a block out to the 25, out to the 30, stretches forward to the 31, and North Allegheny will start right there. So here we go again. It's going to be interesting here moving forward with a little bit of a ball game, and we've had, you know, similar feel to last night's game where, yep, Archbishop Wood was trailing 24-7 at half. Then it got to be 24-14 and very, very interesting, and Erie Cathedral Prep sort of hanging on for dear life by the end of it. North Allegheny looking to avoid that fate and trying to just pile on some more points here to start this second half. In the gun is Leftwich. He's going to keep it himself off the left side. He runs smack into Tyler Burke at the 33, maybe 34-yard line. Give Leftwich 3 on the carry. Second down and about 7 upcoming. Leftwich, 137 passing yards in that first half, along with a bunch on the ground as well, 64, including a touchdown. Two receivers to the right of the formation. Wing to the left is Lyon. DeShantis is the halfback to the right. Looking, firing to the right side, complete. Garrity with lots of room, 35-40. He's running away from people, and Tyler Burke finally tracks him down to the 49. Gain of 15 for Garrity. Lines up in the slot. It's just one of those option screen type plays.
Yeah, the problem Coatesville's got with that is they've got basically two receivers out there and one defender. I don't know what they were judging, and then the one receiver doesn't get the ball, turns around and blocks the one defender, and then there's nothing but room.
You need a safety out there, but if you press them, they can beat you deep.
Yep.
There's,
yep,
all sorts of worries against this North Allegheny offense. Leftwich back. They're going to fire it out that way again. Here's Garrity. Couldn't hold it that time. Garrity could not hang on. Had to go off his hands at the midfield stripe. It'll bring up second down and 10. Garrity would like to have that one back. So North Allegheny will try it again from their 49 with 7:37 to play here in this third quarter. So Leftwich lines up in the shotgun again. Lyon, the tight end, right up the middle. And now he goes straight up the middle and following Lyon, who started to motion, stopped right behind center, and leads Leftwich through the hole to the 49 of Coatesville. Gain of just 2 on the play. Burke on yet another stop. He's up to 10 tackles already. He and Manny Stocker both. Manny Stocker's the older brother of Jay. Manny's the quarterback at NC State. Not on the field tonight. But
he'll be glad to hear he was a bench.
But Jay also has 10 tackles. That's two Coatesville tacklers at double digits already. Skyler Cox, tight end to the left now. Two receivers to the left. Left switch back to pass. Fire to that left side. It is Cox, who's wide open at the 45. Makes the grab across the 40. Breaks tackles and pushes his way to the 36. Gain of 12 for Cox on his third catch of the night.
Boy, Coatesville has just no answer for this passing game. They just can't get enough people out there to cover these guys.
First and 10 at the Coatesville 35 now. Leftwich up to 164 passing yards now. Just four incompletions in 18 attempts. Motion man is Lyon. They give it to the tailback now. DeShantis, big room on the left side. 30, 25. They can't tackle up on first contact. Burke finally gets him back at the 23, but two missed tackles for the Coatesville defense, and DeShantis rips off 13 more and a first down.
Obviously, Coatesville can't afford to match these guys, you know, score for score, because they're losing. So
right.
They're going to have to find a way to turn this ball over, grab it, cause a fumble, get an interception, although most of their coverage on these passes hasn't even been close to getting to an interception.
DeShantis is the tailback, offset eye in front of him. Nick Cully, the fullback. Lyon motions to the right. On first down for the 22, DeShantis, same play. Burke's got him. No, he steps away from Burke, stumbles his way to the 16, another gain of 6. Well, 17. We'll call it 5. Okay. They mark it backwards. Burke had a hold of him, but DeShantis does not go down easily, does he?
Not only did he have a hold of him, I mean, he had him like both shoulders and was dragging him down and just lost him.
So Burke still credited with the tackle, but it's about 4 yards further than he would have liked. Edwards moves as a tight end to the right. Right behind him is the tight end Lyon. Offset eye again, a play fake, back to pass left, which all day to throw it, now rolling to his right, throws back across his body, wide open in the end zone for a touchdown is Greg Garrity. Garrity with a sliding catch 5 yards deep. Leftwich did everything they say not to do at the quarterback camp. Don't throw it across your body. But boy, was he open, and a great decision from Leftwich. And he is jumping around on the sideline. Good delivery all day to throw it. And again, pass rush nowhere near him. That's a hard task for the secondary to cover for that long, especially against Garrity. This extra point on its way up. And good, a 17-yard scoring strike from Leftwich to Garrity. And North Allegheny answers the Coatesville touchdown in a big way.
Well, and here we go. Coatesville's just back to where they were beginning. Now they got to score again. I'll tell you, though, they're in this particular case, in that touchdown play, there were four defenders for Coatesville and one receiver in the end zone. And I suspect that three of those four defensive backs started to look at the quarterback, worrying about him starting to run. But they came up a little bit, they took their eyes off the receiver, and the receiver just danced around a little bit, found an open spot, and got the catch. So I tell you, it's tough. You've got a North Allegheny team that can just burn you so many different ways. These guys don't know who to be looking at, particularly in a play that lasts as long as it did with no pass rush.
Eight plays, a 69-yard scoring drive capped by Greg Garrity Jr.'s 18th receiving touchdown on the season. What a season he's had, and if Penn State can find a way to get him in there as a slot receiver, hey. You know, again, not the biggest guy in the world, not the fastest guy in the world, but in that way, maybe a chip off the old block. His dad at Penn State, same story. His dad with a 6 or 7 year NFL career with the Eagles and Cardinals, pretty much the same thing, but we've seen a lot of guys do very well with that, and Garrity just, again, a terrific senior season especially. But here, again, an 8-play drive for North Allegheny, covering 69 yards. They have stretched the lead to 42-21 with 5:20 to play here in the third quarter.
And this can continue to go this way, but obviously Coatesville's just going to run out of time and ability to come back. Coatesville needs... obviously to score here, score pretty quickly, and then really put the brakes on North Allegheny, get the ball in decent field position, and score again. And that's,
yeah,
that's a big order, tall order to make.
Both teams have settled down a little bit here. It's settled into a groove on the offensive side of the ball. And again, you spot North Allegheny, two touchdowns with the fumble returns. It's, again, as you said, a tall order here, yep, for Coatesville, even if they more or less play them even for the next
they lose 17 minutes.
Spotting them, those two defensive touchdowns, really changed the game dramatically. So, North Allegheny on the field to kick it off again. It's Ben Zielkowski, who is awaiting for a signal coming out of a media timeout here. And they will try this again. Again, my guess is that they kick this thing straight out of bounds or try to change it up. And now, quick adjustment in formation here. They're going to move Boggs up as one of the up men. Instead, they try which could be an onside kick if it reaches the 50-yard line. Good play by Coatesville not to touch it. And so illegal procedure here against... They're just going to take it right there. Coatesville is going to start on the North Allegheny side of the field. The ball never went 10 yards, and so the offense will take over.
Where's the play?
It was touched by the kicking team. Okay.
Yeah, he did pick
so,
it up.
Yeah, so, okay, Coatesville with fantastic field position at the North Allegheny 44-yard line. So it was touched short of... by the kicking team, and then they march it up to the 44-yard line. Jones split to the left, Boggs to the right, and here's Coatesville now, trailing by three scores, but with only half a field to worry about. Play fake on first down. Back is Hunt, looking fire to the outside, has his man Chris Jones, who makes the catch, and then a flag comes in very late. I think they roughed Hunt in the backfield. Good catch by Jones out at the 43-yard line. I'm sorry, at the 37-yard line, and then I think you're going to have roughing the passer here. So result of the play is a 6-yard catch, 7-yard catch to Jones. And Hunt took a late hit from Lyon, who, again, really the defensive line is just licking their chops going after Hunt here. They have 5 sacks in the first half, and then a 15-yard mark off will take the football down to the 23.
Mm.
So, Hunt connects with Jones for just the third time tonight. And he has just 12 yards receiving. But, 15-yard penalty against North Allegheny. Coatesville will take every little bit they can get now. First and 10 at the 23. They trail by 3 scores. Jones split to the right. Boggs slot left. Vinny Williams out there as well. They fumble the football and a jet sweep to Boggs. Ball still loose, and I think Boggs got back on it.
Yeah, I think he got back on it.
Never quite completed that handoff. Worley actually recovered the fumble. Good heads-up play by the junior to fall on it for Coatesville at the 26-yard line. Loss of 3 on the play.
Well, fortunately, when the pitch went, it just kind of bounced off of him and kind of flew out in front of him, so he was able to chase it down. But if that ball had taken a funny hop, there were a lot more black jerseys out there.
They've already picked up 2 of those and run the length of the field with it. Edwards and Conacher with fumble returns for touchdowns in that first quarter. Second and 13 now. Hunt with backs to either side of him in the gun. Back to pass, looking. Little bubble screen, incomplete. Oh. No, intercepted, deflected, and intercepted. It's in the arms of Edwards again. He's going the other way. At the 40, at the 35, he's tracked down from behind by Boggs at the 25. They look for a bubble screen to Jones off his hands, and Kevin Edwards is having a game of his life here in his final high school game. A 51-yard fumble return for a score, and now an interception off a deflected pass, taking it all the way to the 25-yard line. That could be a backbreaker.
Yeah, that could be. You know, and it's bad enough that you fumble the ball a couple of times and then you throw an interception. But to have these things returned in cases, the 2 fumbles for a touchdown and this for 50 yards, is just brutal.
It was a tipped pass off the hands of Jones, and it hit him right in the belly. That ball landed right in Edwards' lap. He returns it 55 yards to the 25. Leftwich under center now. Offset eye behind him. They give it to DeShantis, collapsing that left side as Kugler. And he takes it to the 20-yard line. Kugler at left tackle just...
You could drive a truck off that left side right now. He is just absolutely handling his business right there. DeShantis with all sorts of running room. Gain of 5 on the play. Clock ticking. 3:25 and counting to play in the third. 42-21. North Allegheny up by 3 touchdowns and looking for more. Leftwich under center. 3 tight ends. Give is to the tailback DeShantis. Straight up the middle he goes across the 15 to the 14. 6 more and another first down for the Tigers. What a job here. What a job. Checking out of the game quickly for the Red Raiders is Titus Richards. Checking in very quickly is, Richards in and out goes Clint Leslie. Defensive substitution there. 3 tight ends again. Offset eye again. He'll give it to DeShantis. Off the right side, looks to cut inside, and no. Tyler Burke says absolutely not. After just a yard, stopped at the 13-yard line is DeShantis. And it brings up 2nd down and 9. So Burke has stayed awfully busy. 15 tackles by our count. And still with well over a quarter to play. Burke, again, you can see why there's Division I interest in that 6'2", 230-pounder. Leftwich, quarterback sweep off the left side. Across the 10, tumbles down to about the 8. It'll bring up 3rd down and about 4.
And we get a 1st down at about the 4-yard line, so.
And this is the kind of thing where North Allegheny is not only moving the ball, but just little bits at a time. It's going to milk the clock.
Yep.
Clock that starts to really become the enemy for Coatesville here now. 3 costly turnovers tonight for the Red Raiders. North Allegheny looking to cash in for the 3rd time. Edwards and Lyon, tight ends to the left. On 3rd and 4, it's DeShantis off the left side, cuts back across the 5, leaning forward, and oh, he wanted to stretch that ball out to the goal line. If he had, the Flamer might have just taken it right away from him.
But now
instead, he tucks it away and falls to the 1-yard line, 1st and goal to go, 36 inches away.
Yeah, we talk about this all during the high school season. For a high school team, for high school defense to stop any team with 1 yard, you know, 1st and goal at the 1, it's just, it's a be humongous task. A turnover, maybe. But to stop them, I don't know.
Very patient running, flat by DeShantis. They waited for their blocks. And here he is as the tailback, 1st and goal. Off the left side, he goes in untouched. Alex DeShantis, for the 2nd time tonight, visits the end zone. This one from just a yard out with 1:01 to play in the 3rd quarter. North Allegheny back on top by 4 scores. The band below us for North Allegheny feeling awfully good, playing, making a lot of noise, and rightfully so, as the Tigers well on their way now to a 2nd title in 3 seasons. On to attempt the extra point is Bucher. Ball is spotted, kick is away, it is up, and it is good. 49-21. Coatesville defense has been on its heels tonight. Coatesville offense has handed it to the Tigers 3 different times. All 3 of them end up in their end zone. So, stick with us. We'll be back to see if Coatesville's offense can answer when we come back to the state finals here from Hershey Park. Final football game of the season in 2012 right here on HavenFootball.net.
For great coverage of Central League football in eastern Pennsylvania, check out the best high school football website, HavenFootball.net. You'll be able to check scores around the Central League as well as key teams throughout Pennsylvania in the PIAA system. HavenFootball.net for great game statistics and articles. If you're into Haven football or simply high school football, there's no better place to be than HavenFootball.net. Remember, you're listening to PIAA Pennsylvania Championship Football, powered by EasyStream.com.
6 plays, 25 yards on the scoring drive. The 7th touchdown of the evening for North Allegheny. 5 of them on offense, 2 on defense. They've done a little bit of everything, and they cash in after a 55-yard interception return for Kevin Edwards. Here comes down to the one of the ensuing kickoff comes down to one of the up men, and Rajir Miles Eubanks is snowed under at the 36-yard line after just a 5-yard return. So, Coatesville trailing now by 4 scores, 49-21. Emin Hunt into the game at quarterback. He's had a tough, tough night. He's had rushers in his face all evening. He's been sacked 5 times in the first half. Had a fumble on one of those sacks that was returned for a score. An interception off the hands of his receiver in the last possession was returned to set up the 7th touchdown for the Tigers. First down gave us to Worley. Worley is met almost immediately. Coming in off the edge, unblocked, is Lane Scudrich. Good read, and this kid's a football player. This is just a sophomore, this Scudrich, wearing 31 tonight. You can see him just really move very, very well. He anticipates, reads plays very quickly. He's first in line to make the tackle on multiple occasions. Williams split to the left, Stocker to the right, Boggs in motion on second down. They fire to the flat at Boggs, yeah. And this is tipped, and they're going to say, no, incomplete. Okay, his arm was moving forward here. Wasn't sure if that was a lateral or not, looking for Boggs in the left flat, and Hunt took another heavy, heavy hit. Slow to get up, helped to his feet. He'll be okay, it seems, but the pass falls incomplete. It'll bring up third down and 9, looking for Boggs in the left flat there.
16 seconds left in that quarter.
Well, Coatesville moving left to right here for at least another play or two. Boggs split to the left. Jones alongside of him in the slot. Vinny Williams split to the right. Coatesville's back. Looking. Firing over the middle. It is delivered low and behind Jones. Incomplete. Just off the mark is Hunt. It'll bring up 4th down and 9, and Hunt will stay on the punt. He is still not 100%. You can see when he delivered that pass, it was his balance was just a little, his footwork was just a little off. He is favoring his right side a little bit here, and now he's going to stay on it and be asked to punt it away to Brendan Conacher, who awaits at the 32-yard line. So Hunt on to kick it away again after a 3-and-out. Snap is a good one. Hunt gets it away. Good spiraling kick. It's going to come down to Conacher, who makes the catch at the 38-yard line. Is cut down very nicely. Good open field tackle by number one, Jason Totteram. And so, North Allegheny with 3 seconds to play here. And was there a flag? What are they checking here?
I don't know. Yep.
There is a flag? Okay, yeah, let's see.
Illegal motion.
Illegal procedure against Coatesville, and the flag is declined. Okay, so North Allegheny will take over, first down and 10 at their own 37-yard line. They lead it by 4 scores. A touchdown here and an extra point would start a running clock here in the 4A final, and it's been quite a while since we've had that circumstance in a 4A final, actually. We've had a couple of mercy rule type games and blowout games in most recently in 3A last year with Archbishop Wood, but here's Mack Leftwich under center. Garrity split to the left. 2 tight ends, offset eye, gives us Shantis off the left side again, up to the 40. He takes a big hit, but not before he picks up a bunch more. And it's Flamer and Burke in on the tackle, but they take it out to the 44-yard line. Gain of 7 on the play, and North Allegheny ends the third quarter up by 4 touchdowns and looking for more when we come back. 49-21, the Tigers on top of the Red Raiders here in the Quad A final. Stick with us. We'll be back in just a moment here on HavenFootball.net.
The PIAA would like to thank this year's football sponsors. Nike, official football apparel and footwear sponsor. Wilson Sporting Goods, official football of the PIAA. Mid-Atlantic Dairy Association, representing over 7,500 dairy farmers. MedExpress, for an injury or illness that requires fast attention, think MedExpress.
Clear Gear Sports Spray, makers of disinfectant and deodorizing spray for sports equipment. Turkey Hill Experience. Learn all about Turkey Hill and the products they make. Snyder's of Hanover, America's pretzel bakery since 1909. And Max Preps, America's source for high school sports.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Hershey Park Stadium, the final quarter of regulation, likely the final quarter of this regular season, or the playoff season, of the season of 2012 football here in Pennsylvania. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer doing the engineering, color commentary, and more. Paul Heisey's on the sideline. Dick Cheney's in the booth. And if you're joining us live or on the archive, we're thrilled you've been with us all season long, and especially over the last 2 days, our fourth game in 2 days here on HavenFootball.net. North Allegheny 49, Coatesville 21, and North Allegheny threatening now to put this game into a running clock circumstance. One more score and one more extra point would do just that. The last mercy rule circumstance we had was in 2005 when McKeesport took care of Liberty 49-10. Prior to that, same circumstance there when Pittsburgh Central Catholic against Neshaminy 49-14 in 2004. So 2004-2005, there were very lopsided victories. Aside from that, the 4A final has typically been a very close game, with the exception of Downingtown, and incidentally, Downingtown in 96, that's the last Chestmont team to make it to a state final. That team with Aaron Harris and Dan Ellis. Aaron Harris, a Penn State starter. Dan Ellis, now the head coach, went on to play at Virginia and is now the head coach at Westchester East, formerly of Springfield, Delaware County. Second and three from the 44. DeShantis off the left side. Lots of running room. First down across the 45, 50, and ridden down by Daquan Worley, but not before he picks up Coatesville territory to the 46-yard line. Gain of about 10 more. First and 10 for North Allegheny now. And the Coatesville faithful over there starting to
realize that
this is not going to be the most pleasant ride home. North Allegheny still on the move. Lyon motions from left to right. Offset eye again. Option look now. Following his blockers and keeping himself. Leftwich cuts back at the 35-40. 35-yard line down to the 30. Wow. Leftwich was an ankle tackle away from scoring again. Gain of 16 more. Leftwich now unofficially 89 yards rushing on 15 carries and a touchdown. Two touchdown passes to his credit, 181 passing. DeShantis over 100 yards rushing now and two scores. And the stats continue to pile up for this North Allegheny offense. First and 10 from the Coatesville 30. DeShantis straight ahead, cuts to his left, right, and then runs into his own man almost, but still takes it down to the 23-yard line or so. Gave him eight more, and the Coatesville D is starting to wear down more and more here, and you're seeing hands on their hips. There's a physical fatigue here, but there's also a mental, emotional fatigue here kicking in at 49-21, down by four scores. The offense has had a few chances, has not done anything close to what they've typically done point-wise. Leftwich to DeShantis off right tackle. Burke wraps him up again. Tyler Burke, when this is all said and done, might end up with 20 tackles at this rate. He's at 18 already. Still with 10-21 and counting to play here in the fourth quarter. Ball to the 19-yard line as DeShantis went for four more.
And DeShantis stepped out. He's limping a little bit.
Checking into the game at tailback, number 40, and the hits just keep on coming for Josh Bergman, 5'9", 177-pounder. He dots the I formation behind Cully. They hand it to him. Off left tackle, he goes behind Kugler, and Burke says,
wrestles
pleased to meet
down.
You. Burke, again, making tackle after tackle at middle linebacker here, and Bergman's first carry takes it to the, let's see where they spot this, at about the 17, just 2 yards, second down and 8 upcoming. So North Allegheny looking to become a two-time champion in the last 3 years, would be their third title overall. 7th play of this drive upcoming. 2nd and 8 from the Coatesville 17. Lion in motion. Bergman, the tailback, they play fake to him. Looking, firing to the right flat. It is complete to Lyon, the tight end. Cuts it back at the 10. Inside the 5. Still carrying people down inside the 1 yard line goes Brandon Lyon. Gain of 16 on his 4th catch of the game. Leftwich is making it look easy, isn't he?
Yep. I tell you, the whole North Allegheny team is just making it look like just another afternoon playing football.
Terrific, terrific effort here from the Coatesville defense. You can't fault the effort. They're just running into a team that is incredibly efficient. DeShantis back in the game at tailback. Cully, the fullback, in front of him. Turn, give it to DeShantis into the end zone for the third time tonight. 8:44 to play in the fourth. And North Allegheny has stretched their lead to 55-21. Extra point pending and running clock pending. On to attempt the extra point, number 2, Ben Zielkowski. Kugler checks out of the game. He has had a whale of a night, as always, on the left tackle, left side of that line. Most of DeShantis' yards have come off left tackle tonight. Zielkowski pounds it through. 35 points deficit now for Coatesville. That's an uphill battle, no matter what the circumstance, but now the clock will run from here on out. With the exception of timeouts and injuries and scoring plays, we have a running clock for the rest of the 4A final. So stick with us. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening live to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
The Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association was founded almost 100 years ago. The PIAA, with members of over 1,450 Pennsylvania schools, representing more than 350,000 student-athletes, and maintain rules and criteria for over 14,000 game officials. The PIAA organizes 20 major sports tournaments and 45 high school state championships every year, attracting over 800,000 fans. High school sports in Pennsylvania is the PIAA.
Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
8 plays, 59 yards go the Tigers of North Allegheny on their 8th scoring play. Well, you can't call them scoring drives. You have 6 scoring drives for the offense, 2 defensive touchdowns as well, and it is 56-21 running clock from here on out. So, North Allegheny sends their kicker on the field. It's Jason Buchert. He steps into it. Squib kick again. It'll be Coatesville fielding it. It's Jones. He's going to lateral it backwards to Boggs, who's looking for running room, but is snowed under. Back at the 26-yard line. That's number 37 in on the tackle. Riley Sullivan, 165-pound junior. So, Coatesville now. Again, this is the tough part of this for any team that comes to the final and really is blown out, frankly, is that this is what will stick with them. But the hope is that these guys will at some point say, look, that's one tough game, and we've had a whale of a season. So, moving forward, we have a couple more things to talk about in a moment. But here on first down, they fire to Boggs in the flat. Hunt to Boggs, makes one man miss, two man miss. He's going to give ground at the 30, now looking for a block, and gets a wall on the right side across the 30, 35. Boggs, electrifying run across the 40 to the 45-yard line.
And he ran about 100 yards to get that far.
To get 17 in terms of forward progress. Wow. Skudrich has a bunch of different, we're just taking a look as that play developed here, just the number of different tacklers here for North Allegheny. Skudrich credited with 5 tackles so far. But, again, we'll get back to more of those stats in a moment. Here, first and 10, Coatesville. Play fake, give to Worley on the right side. Pump fake, stalled the defense, and Worley's going to take it across the 45 down to the 40-yard line. Good pump fake by Hunt. Froze everybody, and Daquan Worley rips off 15.
Yeah, Coatesville now is playing for pride and guts, and a good thing. I mean, it's these kids are athletes. They've played extremely well all season. They're not used to losing, and they're going to give it everything they got until that whistle finally is signals the end of the game.
Hunt will bring in the play. First down and 10 from the North Allegheny 40. They break the huddle with Jones in a slot to the right. Williams alongside of them split to the far side. Two receivers to the left as well. Give is to Worley, and he is met in the backfield. Still shakes two tackles and gets back to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play, but Worley has run hard tonight. 16 carries, 157 yards, and absolutely fantastic 89-yard touchdown run late in that first
beautiful.
Half. There was, you know, for Coatesville fans, you don't like the result, but if you made the drive out here and saw this in person, you're going to say this. You still got glimpses of what this offense was all season and what it could be and so forth. You still had some highlight-type plays, Boggs, Worley, and others. It really, a bunch of talent extremely evident in front of you. Here you go. Second and 10. Back is Hunt under heavy pressure again. Cox on his back. Hunt throws towards the sideline. Now, the fans are going to scream for intentional grounding, but you actually had a receiver,
yes,
Stocker, out there by the original line of scrimmage. So, no flag thrown. Clock continuing to run, though, even on an incompletion with a running clock circumstance. We'll be inside of 6 minutes when they snap it again. Hunt now. Set, again, not his typical passing night, and that's a North Allegheny defense talking right there. 8 out of 15 for 108 yards and an interception. Hunt back to pass, looks, dumps a pass underneath, complete to Worley, looking for room, makes one man miss and hurdles another one as he tumbles down at the 35. So little dump off screen to Worley, goes for 5 more. That's his first catch of the evening. And it still brings up 4th down and 5. This would be the first game of the season in which Emmett Hunt would not have a touchdown pass. Jeremy Gonzalez checks out of the game and gets a well-deserved hand. Senior defensive tackle with an incredible season. His night likely done as Art Walker starting to substitute some people in and out. And now here is a whistle on the field with 5:03 to play. Timeout Coatesville. They want to talk things over on 4th and 5, and, you know, why not? They want to make sure that they can keep the ball just a little bit longer and see if they can't get in the end zone one more time for these seniors. So,
well, we're winding down to the end of the season here.
End of the season, indeed.
Bad old acquaintance. Oh, no, wrong holiday. Sorry.
Well, end of the year. They're only about 15 days away from that. So, speaking of which, we'll wish all of our listeners a wonderful holiday season. Happy Hanukkah, which is already underway, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Lots going on in the next couple of weeks here. And, again, we're very thankful for all of the listeners we've had and all of our sponsors who've been so fantastic throughout the season that help us put games on the air every week during the season. And, again, it's been a fun ride here, as always. Fun ride about to end here for Coatesville and North Allegheny, regardless of the outcome. 5:03 to play in the fourth. Emmett Hunt in the gun on 4th and 5. Low snap. Flags first, and I think you're going to get motion on Coatesville. It's going to turn it to 4th and 10. Motion man turned up field, turned his shoulders up field just a hair before the snap. North Allegheny will substitute now as well. John Audia checks into the game. He's a 5'11", 220-pound senior wearing number 74. So Art Walker getting some seniors into the game who did not get a whole lot of playing time earlier. Justin Strelzik in at defensive end. Jones split to the left. Two receivers to the right. Emmett Hunt on 4th and 10 from the 40. Back to pass. Looking. Has time. Looking. Flag on the play. Has two men out in the pattern. Oh. It is incomplete off the hands of Jones at the goal line. Broken up by number 21, Chaz Smith. Jones had a hand on it. Flag on the play was holding against Coatesville. Even if Jones hauls it in, the penalty would have brought it back. So, pass falling incomplete. There are lots and lots of hugs now on this North Allegheny sideline. They are excited, congratulating this defense that has really been good tonight. They've been really very good to slow down this Coatesville offense that was downright special for really the entire season, and namely after those first few weeks when they switched to this shotgun spread. So, that being said, 4:46 to play here in regulation. We'll be back for that final 4:46 when we come back in a moment. Stick with us after a couple words from our sponsors. You're listening live to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
The world of Internet sports broadcasting is rapidly expanding into the amateur ranks. Schools, high school and college, as well as minor league sports clubs, are finding out about the hottest new streamer on the planet, EasyStream.com. In just minutes, your crew can have its sporting events live and on the Internet. For more information, call 800-866-7510 or log on to EasyStream.com. EasyStream, streaming made easy.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
4:46 to play here in regulation. A 35-point lead for North Allegheny, 56-21. They've had a tremendous season, and it's being capped here by just a tremendous performance. And we've been here to witness it, really, two of the last 3 years. A different look to each of those teams. The 2010 team, as we mentioned, threw one pass in a state finals game. Just incredible. And it was thrown by a wide receiver, no less. They basically said, everybody knows we're going to run it. We're going to only run it. And we're going to run it so well that LaSalle couldn't stop it. And now tonight, what an incredible mix. Multiple formations. They'll throw it. They'll run it. The offensive line doing an amazing job, as always. And North Allegheny ready to go to 16-0 in a matter of minutes. Mack Leftwich still in the game. He's under center. Give is to the fullback. This time straight ahead it goes. Nick Cully at the 45-40. Cully on the fullback dive. He's blocked all year. And now he's going to run 60 yards for a touchdown. Nick Cully has been sort of the forgotten man in this offense. He's been the lead blocker all season long, rarely touches the ball, and here his first touch of the night goes for 60 and a score, 62-21, extra point coming. He is jumping around. It's, well, Christmas came early for this young man. They are going crazy on the sideline for him. Nick Cully coming into the game, just to give you an idea. I'm just looking at a stat sheet here. He had only 21 carries all season long and none tonight.
And scores,
that's about one touch a game.
Yeah, and scores a touchdown in the championship game in Hershey.
Extra point. The ball is spotted. The kick is away, and the kick is good. He had only one touchdown earlier this season. This one comes in front of a statewide audience late in the fourth quarter here, and good for him.
Flag on the extra point.
Flag on the extra point. It was post-play. This is, I believe, going to end up being unsportsmanlike conduct?
Yeah.
Against North Allegheny.
Yeah.
Okay. Someone said something unpleasant or unsportsmanlike. It was, there was really nothing more or nothing less than that after the extra point. And at 63-21, North Allegheny is putting up points galore, and we are in the midst of trying to track down what are really some of the highest scoring offensive outputs in a state finals game.
Well, I can give you this.
We'll let Mike start
studying. 4A.
Oops. Yeah, in 4A, nobody has scored 63.
Nope.
That run by Nick Cully has broken the previous record of 56.
Yeah,
there's
56.
A 56-point game by Thomas Jefferson at the 3A level.
2004.
And then at the 4A level, there was a 56-point game put up by Central Bucks West in 1998 when they hammered Newcastle.
56 by Southern Columbia in 2006.
But Nick Cully has just helped North Allegheny set a state finals game record with that 60-yard touchdown. So congratulations again to number 23, the senior fullback, who, again, one touch tonight, only gets about one touch per game anyway. And a quick fullback dive goes for 60 and a score. 4:32 to play here in regulation. And Coatesville now will receive after the 15-yard penalty. Short kickoff. It's going to be fielded by Coatesville on the North Allegheny side of midfield after that penalty, and short field now for Coatesville's offense. Head coach Art Walker just got an early bath tonight. This one a bucket full of Gatorade and ice. Still 4:24 to be played, but this will be with a running clock once that ball is spotted and Coatesville gets things going again. 63-21, and Emmett Hunt has two rushing touchdowns tonight. Daquan Worley with an 89-yard touchdown run right before halftime that was just spectacular, but Hunt trying to get his team in the end zone one more time. He's under center, drops the snap, still picks it up, looking. He wants it all, firing deep down the field, has Boggs out there, who makes the catch, dives in for the touchdown. Well,
that's great.
We said it hadn't happened all year where Hunt was off the score sheet for the touchdown pass, and this one goes for 43 yards after a fumbled snap. And boy, oh boy.
Well, that officially, I think, becomes the highest amount of points ever scored in a PIAA playoff championship game.
63-27, extra point pending as Hunt goes to Boggs, who made a great leaping catch, just out-jumped the defensive back and then dove for the goal line. A 43-yard score for Dre Boggs, who now has 97 yards receiving tonight. Vinny Williams will hold. Pulls down a high snap, and Bollenbach hammers it through, his fourth extra point of the night. And Hunt's first touchdown pass of the evening comes at 4:14. And boy, this is just...
I think we've officially seen more scoring in this game than we saw in the other three games.
Yeah, it's... Well, what's 63 plus 28? That's 91 points here on Saturday night. And the comment here next to us was, I don't think they're going to let you have a running clock. It's the clock will only stop in these circumstances during a timeout or between scoring plays. And that's essential, or injury, you know, heaven forbid. But, you know, in the meantime, we've had a couple of long scoring plays in between. Change of possession would really be the only other time that you'd stop a clock in a circumstance like this. And here we go. These kids don't want it to end, and who can blame them? You know, you have a number of seniors on the Coatesville squad, a number of seniors for North Allegheny. You know, one other point to make here, regardless of who wins, who loses, this is a bittersweet moment for a number of high school players whose careers come to an end tonight. Some players will move on to play in college next year and beyond. But there are many guys who will not put the pads on again, and that's a really tough night in that way. Bollenbach has it teed at the 40-yard line, lining up for what I believe will be an onside kick attempt. Onside kick, wow, hit one of the up men right in the belly, and it's Edwards. Why not? Edwards picked up a fumble earlier and ran it back for a touchdown. He has an interception that he ran 55 yards to set up another touchdown. And here he fields an onside kick, and North Allegheny will put a new squad of players on the field here. And now it's time for, well, name that kid.
That's
on
right.
The roster. Get the rosters
name
ready, because
kid.
You have 11 different new players on the field for North Allegheny. In at quarterback is number 12, Cage Galupi, 6'4", junior. He's under center, motion man, from right to left. Give is to the tailback, straight up the middle, and Coatesville says no. Mike Boykin had a terrific season. In on the stop of number 19 on his first carry. That's 18. Sean Idowu. Idowu checks out, and number 29 checks in at tailback. That's Chris Como. Como, a senior as well. And Art Walker sends in the play. 63-28 is your score. Clock will continue to run. Second down and about 13 upcoming after Boykin made a stop for a loss on the play. Two receivers to the left. High formation, play fake, keeping it himself as the quarterback keeper and getting back to the original. Now ball is loose, picked up by Tyler Burke. Burke's running the other way. Why not get him a touchdown? No, he's down. Oh, Burke's had a monster game at linebacker. Fumbling the football is Cage Galupi, and Tyler Burke for Coatesville runs it all the way back to the 12. He comes up a little bit lame. He almost scored a Coatesville defensive touchdown, and too little too late, of course, with 3:15 to play, but these guys, again, they do not want it to end. They're just going to stay on the field as long as they can. First and 10 from the 12-yard line. Clock stopped for the change of possession, but they'll restart it. Or so we think, unless Coatesville scores again here. First and 10 from the North Allegheny 12. So Burke has just been downright tremendous at linebacker tonight. We have him for 19 tackles and now a fumble recovery. Four wide receivers. Now Boggs sets up in the backfield. He takes the handoff. He's looking for room off the right side. Across the 10. Dances his way to the 5. Spins out of bounds. Clock continues to run even on an out-of-bounds play. But they will mark the Coatesville speedster down at the 5-yard line on the far sideline. Gain of 7 for Boggs on his second carry of the night.
Oh, no, they're going to the 3.
Oh, look at that. Okay. Second and 1 then. 2:47 and counting to play here in regulation. 63-28. Coatesville on the move here. They go with a shotgun look and a wildcat look. This is Chris Jones taking a very low snap, or so we think. He can't come up with it, and North Allegheny's on top of it. So they were going to snap it to Jones, try to get him in the end zone one time. They snapped it right through his legs, and on top of it with a fumble recovery is 37, Riley Sullivan. So Coatesville, oh so close to scoring again, and maybe getting Chris Jones in the end zone one more time, and low shotgun snap went right through his legs.
This is the longest mercy rule quarter I've ever seen in my life.
2 minutes, 26 seconds to play here in regulation. North Allegheny will again try to run out the clock. 63-28. Again, we have a PIAA finals record for points by one team, the 63 by North Allegheny. We believe it to be also a combined points record at 91. Give us to Bergman on first down off the right side. He's cut down by Jason Totteram on the edge here after a gain of just 1. Bergman's second carry of the evening, and Bergman will be back next year. 5'9", 177-pound junior. He had a pretty nice statistical line this year. 47 carries, 341 yards. That's a 7-yard average and 6 touchdowns. So Cage Galupi comes in, the junior. 150, 149, and counting to play here. Coatesville will fall to 13-3. They'll be the District 1 champions, the Eastern Pennsylvania champions, the state runner-up. And North Allegheny will move to 16-0. Idowu, straight up the middle he goes on his full halfback dive, really, over the right guard for just one more yard. Tyler Burke yet again on the tackle. That gives him 20 on the evening. He has been absolutely tremendous this season, and really no surprise that he would do the same tonight. Third down, 107, 106 and counting to play. Play clock at 17, 16. I believe North Allegheny, after this, may be able to run out the clock, may not need to snap it again. We'll see. It'll be close. 3 seconds on the play clock. Turn, ball is loose. They botch the handoff, and Idowu falls on it back at the 15-yard line. 41 seconds, 40 seconds, 39 on the game clock. They will spot the ball on the right hash. Fourth down and 15 upcoming. Fourth down and 14, rather, upcoming. 29 seconds, 28 seconds, 27. The referee will say start the play clock, but there is a differential now, and that will do it. North Allegheny will not need to snap it again. Both teams will line up at midfield. And congratulations to head coach Art Walker, his entire staff, and his entire enormous roster. The Tigers take home state gold for the second time in 3 years. North Allegheny 63, Cooksville 28. Congratulations to the Red Raiders on a tremendous season. And congratulations to North Allegheny on an unblemished year. Two of the last three to go undefeated. Just tremendous. And what we have here also now this weekend are four undefeated champions. And that is quite some feat as well. All four state champions ran the table. And I can't really remember the last time that's happened.
I can't even.
We were thinking about that before the game, a few others and I, and we'll have to look it up, but we'll worry about that in the days, weeks, and months ahead, but we've seen some tremendous football this weekend. So, stick with us. We'll be back for a very quick wrap-up, a couple more thank yous, and again, your final score, Coatesville falls to North Allegheny, 63-28 on HavenFootball.net.
The PIAA would like to thank this year's football sponsors. Nike, official football apparel and footwear sponsor. Wilson Sporting Goods, official football of the PIAA. Mid-Atlantic Dairy Association, representing over 7,500 dairy farmers. MedExpress, for an injury or illness that requires fast attention, think MedExpress.
Clear Gear Sports Spray, makers of disinfectant and deodorizing spray for sports equipment. Turkey Hill Experience. Learn all about Turkey Hill and the products they make. Snyder's of Hanover, America's pretzel bakery since 1909.
And Max Preps, America's source for high school sports.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Keith Jackson, for sending it back to us. And thanks to all of our sponsors, our voices, and so forth, who've helped out all season long on HavenFootball.net. It was quite another run here for us, and a lot of fun all along the way. And a little more fun had by the North Allegheny Tigers in the final game tonight. 63-28. Congratulations again to the 4A state champions for the second time in 3 years. They finish 16-0. Well, Mike, it's been a wild weekend, a wild season altogether. Any final thoughts here on, well, any subject football-related?
No, not really. It's been a great season. It's, you know, Strathaven had an okay season. They got to the playoffs with a relatively weak record, but they got there. That was a fun game, fun season. We didn't pick up any playoff games this year, but that's okay. We got to Hershey again. It's always a good time. Would have been nice if this final game had been a little more competitive, but these games are what they are. Everybody plays their hardest. Everybody lays everything out in the field. And all the seniors, congratulations to those of you who go on to football. That's terrific. And for many of you, most of you that will never put on pads or play in a formal game again, it's an experience that I know from personal experience will last a lifetime. The things you learn, the people you met, the people you worked with, and the memories of your game. So at the end of the day, that's really what counts. And the win or loss or whatever the record is certainly remembered, but that's more of a fleeting memory. It's all the friendships and the experience, the good experiences you had playing ball, which will stay with you for a lifetime.
And certainly tonight and yesterday, all weekend long, you know, those experiences to play in Hershey for the final weekend of the regular season, of the season. I keep saying regular season. For us, it just feels like one big, long regular season.
Yep.
It's just become a regularity that we're here every state finals weekend. And, again, we can't be more thankful for the people who helped set that up. So thank you again to Melissa Mertz and the folks at the PIAA for the hospitality received in the booth, our timekeepers, our PA announcer, all the familiar faces we've seen year after year now since doing all four finals here on HavenFootball.net. Thanks again to all of our contacts during the regular season as well for the score sharing and so much more. You know who you are. Thanks again to our sponsors who we can't do it without you each week and each year. And thanks again, of course, to Pete Fulcinetti, who helps us in the booth most of the season. He's listening at home tonight. Thanks again to Paul Heisey, who braves the elements year after year, especially in Hershey for 4 games in 2 days. He does a brilliant job with the spotting. And for Dick Cheney with the stats and the input here in the booth. It's a tremendous addition to the broadcast for these 4 games in 2 days. And Mike, we can't thank you enough as well. The time, the energy, the hours spent and the loving conversations with our wives about the time spent and everything else. It's been great. So thank you again one more time for all you do for HavenFootball.net on behalf of the kids, first and foremost, the student athletes who benefit from these broadcasts, both locally and statewide.
It is very much a team effort. We're all here. We all have a good time. And that's the important thing. The kids have their memories of the game and playing football, and we have our memories of watching them do that. And it's we're building up quite a repertoire of memories out here. So
yeah,
it's been fun.
It's been a lot of fun. So, again, one more thank you goes out to our wives and our kids and our families and so forth. We'll be headed home and won't be talking football again until the Delaware County Hero Bowl, an all-star senior all-star game that'll be in late spring, probably right. Late May or early June. But then we will gear up for 2013. Boy, does the time fly. So for that, signing off one more time for Paul Heisey and Dick Cheney, for Mike Mayer here on HavenFootball.net from Hershey Park Stadium. Congratulations to the state champs and the state runners-up. Thank you for a wonderful weekend. For Brian Carroll, sign off one last time in 2012. Thank you all. Good night and good football.
This broadcast is the exclusive property of the Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association, the PIAA. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.